Well, you know what time it is, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, it's the war. We just won a big battle, but the war is far from over.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Do it on command of my own. I only do it when the angel stands right behind me, tells me to do it to show people. God told me to do it a few times to Tucker Carlson. Somebody calls me the most extraordinary person he's ever met. It's not me. Last night, we were predicting when Trump would give his victory speech long before they said he even won. And I said, 127. And I just saw the number 127 was told, say 127. And I literally sat there and went, supposed to say that? Okay, said it. It's never wrong. And I've told you a lot about that on air. God will say, get up. I'll leave my cell phone in the bathroom. Go turn it on. Don't have a clock in my bedroom. Sometimes I have little travel alarm clocks, but that's in the drawer. Sometimes I turn that on, but... And God will say, okay, I don't want you looking at the clock in the drawer. I don't want it to be digital, atomic. Get up and walk in the bathroom. Hurry up. Turn it on. It's going to be 4 a.m. 4 a.m., okay? Now start counting down 14 seconds, and it'll be 4:01. I know, God. I know you're there. Oh, it's exactly on the second. Okay. But this last night, I do this all the time. I mean, you see it on air. I said, you know, what time he would come out and to the second he would speak. And I just saw... 127. I wasn't sure if it was central or eastern. It was eastern. So my point is that's how powerful God is. So people make fun of Tucker Carlson about the demon attacking him. He told me that about that a long time ago. That's when he really got woke up and knew God was real. And I told you my story. It's only happened once. And it happened because the metaphysical is real. It's just stuff we can't see. But, you know, you can't see cell phone radiation. You can't see cyanide gas in the air. But it's there, you know, if somebody puts it out. So they can stick a wire into your optic nerve, into your eyes, a little chip, and then you can see the entire electromagnetic spectrum. It's simple surgery. They were doing it 50 years ago. And people see all of it. They go, whoa, I didn't know you could see this. Well, your brain tunes it out. It's just too much. So we have governors. And I just thought I'd start the broadcast with that today. And I'll play the clip. It's not about me. Because I'm just a channel that comes through, like my mother's grandmother, who was not in any books or anything, but was pretty much the most famous with the establishment psychic for quite a while. Presidents came to visit her in Dallas. She's a channeler, and I wasn't even told about that till I think she died when I was about 8 years old. Very nice lady, but a great oil painter too. She liked to drink Jack Daniels. But, you know, that's that. Of course, her ancestors created the first rebellion in Texas and hired Colonel Travis and, of course, then raised his son when he got killed. Good people, strong. You go back to her ancestors, they were in the... old English house that, you know, fell about 300 years ago, and they were created the stock market and things like that. Very interesting people. God's given us gifts to use them. All right, we'll be right back on the other side. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We've got a lot to talk about today. While everybody's celebrating, the enemy's about to strike back. You want to really beat him?
Ladies and gentlemen, when I say I'm excited,
about bringing you the ultimate gut cleanse, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. I'm not joking around. We don't sit there and shoot in the dark. We go out and we find what are already the best-selling, highest-rated products in the country, and we say, hey, we'd like to private label it, but we'd like you to make it a little bit stronger for us, so it's proprietary. You got it right here. The ultimate gut cleanse. This is not just a gut cleanse. It's not just a detox. It doesn't just have natural ingredients that gently get rid of parasites. Oh, it's got that covered. It's then got a whole bunch of stuff in it like saw palmetto that's good for all your glands. And even the government admits great for men's prostates. And it goes on and on. I cannot read all the ingredients. They're concentrated. They're incredible. You want to get it right now at thealexjonesstore.com for between 30 and 50% off. 50% off if you do the combo and get it with the ultimate probiotic.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
This will be a day long remembered. It is Wednesday, November 6, 2024. Just hours ago, from Mar-a-Lago, Florida, the 47th President of the United States, after braving unprecedented attacks to his name, his family, his wealth, to his very life, backed by an American people that are reawakening, took humbly to the stage. Now, the real work is to begin. My inbox, my phone, everything is full of leftists throwing fits and super entertaining stuff, and I'm sorry. If you tuned in here today to make fun of the mind-controlled victims of the New World Order, you found the wrong show. And believe me, I like doing it just as much as you do, probably more. But I'm going to explain something right now, and I know we have millions and millions and millions of new listeners right now and new viewers who are actually saying, well, we better go actually see what this guy's all about. And I just want you to know what I'm really all about. Civilization, security, freedom, justice, not the things you've heard. And to the great activist listeners, I know most of you don't need to be told this, but for some people, I want to communicate to everybody. And it's just this. When we won the election, despite massive election fraud 8 years ago, today, because the announcement, the victories were on the 6th and not the 5th. When that happened, Roger Stone is very smart and did predict Trump would win last night. He said it would probably be announced in the early morning hours. He said it Sunday, so Roger nailed it. I mean, I really can't remember when he was wrong. He said to me privately, Trump's going to lose 4 years ago. And I go, what do you mean? He goes, well, he's going to have a narrow victory. They'll steal it. We got to, you know, he doesn't really, he tells you the truth on air, but it's for political consumption. So he holds back bad news. But, you know, privately, he's the best there is. That's why they want him in prison. And he told me a month ago on the phone, he said, don't tell anybody this. I'm telling you now. He said, no, he's winning by 10, 15 points. And Roger, you know, looks at all the polls, the internal stuff, the big data systems that corporations have that are much more accurate. But we knew we had to have about 10% extra to override their fraud. And we had it. But something else big happened. There were the RNC under Trump's control did a excellent job. Compared to the 0% job that got done 4 years ago when they stole it. And so all over the country, in Georgia, Pennsylvania, Michigan, the trucks arrived at 1 in the morning, all places on TV, but the news was all waiting. The independent media was there, the different projects like O'Keefe Media Group were all there. Crowder's people were there, those key states. And when the big trucks pulled in with the ballots, and the police and everybody are staring at them, they couldn't do the steal. That's kind of like if you have a canary and you know, you got a cat and it's up, and the canary's in a high cage and the cat doesn't try to get to the canary when you're home, but you know, you go to church or whatever and come back and somehow the cat has climbed all the way up on top of the drapes and then jumped 15 feet out in the middle of the room and knocked the bird cage down and the canary didn't get eaten, but it's up in the rafters. That actually happened about 5 years ago. My daughters convinced me to get two canaries and I said, we've got two cats. And I said, they'll go after them. And because I knew that, because I wanted a canary when I was a kid. My mom had a cat, and my dad had put out the big cage about, you know, 6 feet up in the middle. And the cat still found a way in a big room to get somewhere and get on top of it. Sure enough, you know, the canaries were there. We actually went two for about a week, and then one of the cats, I'm not sure which one, got up on the 20-foot tall ceiling in my living room, and got up the huge drapes, obviously climbed them, and then jumped at least 20 feet out in the middle of the room and knocked it off its stand. And then the birds got out and you know, were up there, and that was a fiasco getting them back down, and then they both died of stress. But I don't mean to go off on a side story. You're not tuned in for that. The point is, it's the same thing. The cat couldn't get the canaries last night because everybody was watching. So that's what happened. And it shows when we're motivated, when people take action and people aren't naive and admit there's fraud and don't let them gaslight you, then evil's done. Thomas Jefferson was asked, why does evil seem to take over most countries over and over again in history? And he said, because good men and women do nothing. All that evil men and tyrants seem to flourish is good men do nothing. And that's really the moral of this whole broadcast. We've been brought up to be spectators. We're sat in front of a TV in our diapers. And your brain gets trained to think everything's just entertainment. I mean, 50 years ago, 30 years ago, there was a car wreck or something, everybody pulled over to help. Now, most of the cars just drive on by. You see China, it's even worse. Somebody will be dying in the street for days. No one helps them. And the more totalitarian a country is, the less people help you. And what kind of world is that where nobody renders aid? Because then nobody's going to care about you when you're being screwed over or you're hurt. And that's our big problem. And I go back to this a lot before I lay out the big news here. Is that as populists, as people that just don't want World War III, Christians, capitalists, common sense people, folks that aren't suicidal, I mean, that's basically who we are. Just we'd like to not blow the planet up and you know eat bugs and be giving poison shots, self-replicating nanotech, and then we're the bad guys. We don't want some fat pedophile to teach our five-year-old that they're really another sex. I mean, we just don't want fentanyl killing hundreds of thousands of people a day and giant human kidnapping of children and I mean, and weird, crazy creepazoid leaders. I mean, just please. Who have an appetite to do horrible things because it's evil. And I've been around some evil people before when they finally uncloak and they go, I just like to do bad things. Well, I just want to get away from you. And if you won't get away from me and you try to hurt me, I'm going to hurt you. And I'll do it with you know, information and with legal issues. And then if it gets physical, I mean, I'll kill you. I will kill you. Just like that. I'll break your neck so fast. I'll bash your brains out so quick. I'll gouge your eyeballs out. And it's not because I'm a mean person. It's my head screwed on straight. See, I haven't had my human instincts God gave me bred out of me yet. I'm like my ancestors. And so are you. But you really need to reawaken who you are and stop letting people push you around because it's not work to fight tyranny. It's what you're designed to do. Just like getting on a Stairmaster or lifting some weights or stretching or you know Pilates or yoga. You know, at first you're not doing it a lot. It feels terrible, but later you get addicted because it's good. It's like saying, I don't want to breathe. I want to be on a respirator. It's so hard to breathe. It's a luxury to be paralyzed. Well, no, it's not. But that's an extreme example of what we're becoming on one end. So the moral is, the existential danger, the red flashing lights, the just out of control megalomania of the establishment finally got a majority of people through self-preservation itself to say, whoa, and break with the trance, because they were always making the propaganda more ridiculous, more insane. There are no XY chromosomes. Two men can have a baby. They know that's ridiculous. They're not crazy. They're trying to break your will in a cult to tell you not to ask questions and to believe whatever they say, which the New York Times says, don't ask questions. Kids' school books say, don't ask questions. Believe what you're told. That's the opposite of science. They say science is not asking questions. Science is asking questions. It's literally the definition of it. So it has to be this incredible wall of lies, because what they're going to do goes against logic, common sense, and self-preservation. So they need to make it bizarro world and have a bunch of weak people that are domesticated who'll go along with it, who'll then try to bully you to go along with it. And they tell the slaves, oh, things will get better for you when you make those other people comply. That's when we get to the promised land. No, you don't get to the promised land by complying with King Charles and Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates. You get to hell. And when you're for Kamala Harris and when you're for Tim Walz, you are literally for the global New World Order that on record says, quote, the future isn't human. And Elon Musk hangs out with the heads of Google, and they tell him, we're sick of you defending humanity. Humans are bad. Why should we even have humans? The future isn't human. And he names names. Sergey Brin, Larry Page. And I've been around those type of people. I mean, right up at their level, at the top. I haven't met them, but I've met the other big names. Been invited to big meetings. I'll leave it at that. In places with 100-foot ceilings. Marble ceilings, black marble ceilings, and they just look at you like a damn bug. And when you act like a bug, you are a bug. Well, I'm here to tell you, I didn't come from bugs. I don't want to be treated like a bug. And to get out of this, I got to get you to wake up. So when I'm trying to get you to wake up and be free, that's because that makes me free. Comprende? So the big takeaway is people started to get up off their ass some, and you see instant victory. Now, obviously, the real work is now beginning. Going back to Roger Stone, I got digressed talking about him calling the election, started thinking about him and thinking about his prediction came true last Sunday. But finishing up, Roger was just euphoric at, you know, 3 a.m. when he got off the air. He took an Uber at like 7 and went to the airport. We didn't sleep. We're sitting around having a drink in the conference room at about 6:30, and his Uber was coming. And he was smoking a cigar. I was smoking a cigar. We were having martinis. And we both like martinis. Dirty martinis. And he said, man, you're really down. Are you, I know you're tired. And I said, no, Roger. I said, they're coming after all of us now. We've just gotten a beachhead. And if Trump doesn't understand that the people around him are going to lie to him, and if he gets any globalist in there, they're going to accelerate their plan and they're going to put us in prison or kill us. He said, no, Trump will, he'll clear that out. This is going to be great. I've been in other transitions, Reagan and others. We're going to do it. And I said, I don't think so. So Trump calls me the next day and I said, sir, you better have people vetting who's around you, because they'll lie to you and they're going to sabotage you. They're going to come after you and you're being spied on. And I said, already I see these people being listed. And then other stuff started happening. So Trump would call me or have his people call me and say, who's this person? Who's that person? And I started telling him, well, this person's bad. This person, I don't know. This person's good. And it wasn't that I was so smart. No one else that was good wanted to tell Trump, because there were more bad people and they would gang up on the good people and kick them out. So the good guys would hide in their offices and they still got kicked out. Flynn didn't hide in his office. Bannon didn't hide in his office. So you saw what happened to them. That was it. Bannon and Flynn. So now everything is who Trump gets in, but that's still the next step in 76 days. or you'd say 75, 74, until January 20th, 21st. So that's the next step. The current one, after securing the victory as president-elect, is they will, capital W, I-L-L, try to kill Trump again. And again, this is not some movie or entertainment show or John Wick and, you know, all that stuff. This is not fantasy land. This is the real world. So I told you the week before they tried to kill Trump in Butler, I said it's imminent. Because they were apoplectic. Nothing was working. Everything was backfiring. The convictions were backfiring. They had the internal polls. They knew a landslide was coming. They knew that Trump had the poll watchers and the lawyers everywhere, and that they weren't going to be able to get away with massive steal on the day. So they pre-baked it in, but the landslide was so big that it overrode it, like I told you. So we could change the future right now. Trump needs to rest. He needs to take a breath. He needs to then get the right people in, and he needs the aircraft with the anti-missile flares, and he needs to now limit the speeches, damn it, because he could have done just as good with doing more podcasts than the rallies and sticking his neck out there. But whatever, he did it. And we need to pray for Trump, because this is the real deal. Now, they're going to attack from all sides. And I want to walk through some of the different things that are going to happen. But I think you figured out that I know what I'm talking about. But I've had open the calls up. The listeners all bring up even better points than I do. We all get it, this audience of activists. The question is, how are we, with this giant audience we have right now, going to properly make sure that this information gets out to the public? And I'm talking about the majority of America that supports Trump and supports common sense and supports not being suicidal as a civilization. So I'm going to go through incredible clips, analysis, all of it. Owen Schroyer's coming in to go over the latest numbers in the House and Senate. It's still ongoing. But Trump, right now, it looks like it's going to have the trifecta, but I've seen past elections where Republicans are heading the House, and then we're not watching, and they steal the last few. And then the FBI indicts some more of the Republicans in the House, so they go to jail. I mean, it's important, and that we watch all that. And then there's another big facet, and I really ought to create a list, a bullet point for everybody, because I know you all get this, but we kind of need a thing to hang on the refrigerator door. So when you call and talk radio, or call Congress, or talk to your friends, or put something on X or wherever, and we really get this out there in the information war, and that's how we affect the future. We have the power. We use it. We're taking our country back. But we have to keep him alive. He's got to get the right people in the government. And then all at the same time, we need to be unifying and magnanimous to the victims, the brainwashed zombies of the MSM cult. Some of them are pure evil, but most of them are just delusional, think they're the good guys, think they're on the winning team, think they're intellectual, think they're smart. They're not street smart for sure. We've got to be nice to them and let them know that they've been in a cult. They've been brainwashed. And everything's a cult. Everything's a tribe. They can join, you know, the classic Americana. Everybody around the world saw it and wasn't perfect. Boy, it was the best house in a bad neighborhood. Come on back to America. Come on. Now, that said, we have to, because justice demands it, not out of vengeance, and because the globals continue to hurt innocent people, if we don't, it's like having cancer and only cutting part of it out. The globalists leadership and the people that executed the operations, like Brennan and Clapper and Comey, need to be given a fair trial and put in prison. And that corrupt, arrogant political class that's done so much against us needs to be taught a lesson that you can't act like this, and you can't terrorize people, and you can't stage terror attacks, and you can't spy on presidents, and you can't leak lies, and you can't start World War III, and you can't smuggle, kidnap. I mean, I want Mayorkas under the prison. I mean, that is that's Lex Luthor for real. I mean, that's his actions are evil, but you just look at him. I mean, my skin crawls. That is a bad man. I mean, woo. That is evil. That man shines. Yeah. That's an entity right there. That's a walking demon. And so's Hillary. So's Alexander Soros. The father is a reanimated corpse. So they have to be dealt with. I mean, we just can't let them assault us. And yeah, I'm the one to say it. Other people aren't, so they'll come after me more. That's fine. That's why I'm here. I'm just an instrument that God's using, a vessel, an impure vessel, imperfect. But I'm not a coward. And I will execute my mission to the best of my ability, faithfully, until the end. So, that's what we have to do. And we have won the greatest battle in the history of the globalists, the last, really, 100 years, this current configuration of corruption. The corporatized British empire merged with America empire, that's what the globalists are. And they hate us. This is the greatest defeat by 50 times. I mean, early on, Trump just had the idea of taking on the New World Order, and that was some people in his camp. But that was kind of like the flavor. There was some of that. Now it's 100%. And just the fight to get him in has been a death blow to their system. Not even Grievous. They're bleeding out. Yeah. They'll never come back. I mean, they might crawl around for a while, but they'll never come back. I mean, we basically slit their throat. And it's the political time it'll take for the carotids to spray out the blood. I mean, they'll be dead in 30 seconds. And in political time, a couple of years maximum, unless they blow us all up and overturn the chessboard. So they're on the ground bleeding out. And I would just advise everybody that's still on their back, you know, it's your little satanic mommy, you ride around on the back of it, I'd get off. Because the maggots are going to consume that really quick. And if you're down there on the corpse, you're going to get eaten. I'm telling the New World Order right now, you need to surrender. We know what's best for you. We'll be right back.
Many of the supplements available at thealexjonesstore.com are the latest cutting-edge, highest-rated game-changers that have been discovered through research. And that's wonderful. But many of the products there are known, tried-and-true staples like elderberry. It's just that ours is high quality, very strong, concentrated, and at a competitive price, especially if you get more than one bottle, then it's some of the best prices you'll find anywhere, and your purchase funds our operations against the globalist, a 360 win. So get your concentrated elderberry, particularly right now in the fall and winter, and you take it as a preventative ahead of time. And what the wives' tales said hundreds of years ago, now with modern science we know, it boosts your immune system, it's antiviral. So now, high-quality ultimate elderberry, scientific name, Sambucus, available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. It's good for your body, and it funds the InfoWar.
I don't fight tyranny because I hate the tyrants.
Oh, I do hate them.
I do it because I love the people behind me I'm defending. I don't know how all this is going to end.
But if you want to fight, you better believe you got one.
I've been holding back my real capabilities. I'm most ashamed of it. It's a little scary. I have decided I'm just now accessing the genetic memory codes to release my full potential against the New World Order.
Good luck, globalist.
Because if you thought Alex Jones was a problem before, I want you to throw everything you've got at. Whatever you think it is you need to do.
As you can see, I'm not just MAGA, I'm Dark MAGA.
A few weeks ago, when I saw Elon Musk in Pennsylvania with Trump at Butler, and he had that dark MAGA hat on, I said, we've got to have our own. And we've come out with it. Yeah, we can put one out that, you know, just says Make America Great Again, and that's available at thealexshowstore.com. But I personally like this one, Murdered Out, it fits great, and it funds the InfoWar and supports President Trump. And if you don't like Murdered Out, we got it white on black. So get yours right now and a bunch of other great designs of hoodies and t-shirts and top-of-the-line supplements that all fund the Second American Revolution at thealexjonesstore.com. Let me show you a few more of these. Now that the FDA admits fluoride does lower your IQ and give you cancer and infertility, it's a great time to wear one of these beautiful hats, and it's a great way to start a conversation and warn people. Here's the classic Make America Great Again Murdered Out, and we've got the Save the Frogs, over 50 designs, all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it keeps us on air and it spreads the word. Please go to alexjonesstore.com and get your Patriot gear.
We certainly don't claim to be doctors, but InfoWars MD can prescribe a wide variety of supplement formulas to help you stay healthy in an ever-growing toxic world. These individually tailored combinations of vitamins, minerals, and natural ingredients address a broad spectrum of bodily functions, and each offers a unique boost to your well-being. Take, for instance, the synthesis of amino acids found in Nitric Boost, designed to promote circulation and muscular performance. Or the microorganisms contained in our probiotic formula, meant to help with digestion by introducing healthy bacteria to your system. Then there's Good Night Sleep and its proprietary sleep formula that can restore a healthy sleep cycle to your daily routine. So ask your doctor or just take our word for it and check out the InfoWars MD products found exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
All right, 74 days become inauguration day, 75 to target. Get Trump in. Major battle won. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is the greatest battle in the history of the fight against the globalist by light years. We've now got to protect Trump, make sure the right people get in there, and we have to go on the offense legally and lawfully and in the information war to keep the globalists on the defense. We have to put their leadership in prison, not out of vengeance, but so it can't reconstitute and attack. I mean, you know, if you catch a king cobra in your house, you don't, you know, put it in your neighbor's yard. So that's what has to be done. And we got a lot of issues to deal with and a lot of things to stabilize, and Trump's being handed a complete disaster zone, as you know. We got to let the globalists know if you release another virus, we know you did it. We've got to just absolutely fight for our very existence. And, yeah, we made it past this level. But I saw a lot of people in 2016 when I told you the war had just begun saying, oh, no, we've won. And you saw where that got you. Now, the war has not just begun now. In the last 9 years, the globalists have been drawn out. The whole world's turning against them. Populists are being elected everywhere. The war is about 80% won right now. That doesn't mean there's some bed of roses and cupcakes on the other side and there's some utopia. We just won't have a global strategic power elite array. There's always going to be power elites that is literally anti-human, anti-prosperity, eugenics death cult. But hey, I'll take it. So you saw people get up off their derrieres and go out and be watching. And as Owen said, and it's now completely clear and it's proven, they pre-packed the election fraud early instead of having early in the middle and after last time. Everybody was watching when the trucks arrived in the battleground states at 1 a.m. And all the media was there and all the independent media was there. And they just said, it's over. And that's why they kept holding off. But when the cavalry came, well, sorry, everybody's watching this time. So this is a great exercise in victory. It is a blueprint for the future. And I will just say this right now. On the scale of effectiveness of this broadcast and the listeners spreading the word and the amount of listeners we had, no exaggeration. I can't even count it all up on X alone, but on the radio stations here, everywhere. Just the clips we put out yesterday had on our channel alone over 60 million. Then I saw a bunch of other copies of it everywhere without looking for it. I saw another 200 million this morning on other people's channels. I mean, 20 million, 12 million, 18 million, 16 million, 22 million, 21 million. I mean, it's just, I can't even keep up with it. That is a hole in one, grand slam, royal flush, victory for the listeners and what you did. We've all been instrumental in this victory. Okay. On the scale of funding, we did a F minus yesterday. And I know what's going to happen if InfoWars gets shut down next week. And it's up for sale. Good chance it will be shut down by the 14th. The sale's the 13th. And the bad guys get it. They say they're shutting it down when the wire clears. And they're saying they've already pre-done it where it's ready and approved. So they want us instantly off. Everybody's going to go crazy when we get shut down. Oh, my God, we didn't know it was real because we've survived so much. It creates a cry wolf thing. But we're not crying wolf. All the shutdowns, the attempts were in the news. They admitted we just survived it by the grace of God and your support. So it's like Muhammad Ali's now in the 12th round, and he's been knocked down, and he's knocked down the other guy a few times, and we're exhausted and bleeding. And you're like, well, he'll be fine. No, we hadn't won the fight yet. So, and there's nothing more frustrating. And I'm not complaining. I just, if this is what God's plan is, fine. If I don't get a bunch of money, and it's not even that much in the fight, if I don't get a ton of money, I mean, to me individually, it would be a ton of money. In the middle of this transition, in the middle of them trying to kill Trump, in the middle of us trying to identify bad guys if they slip in, which is our real work, not just on air but off, I will be handicapped and will not be as effective. All right? So, and regardless, any extra support comes in, it'll just be rolled into the info war if we do continue on. So I'm going to be very clear right now, and I want to thank those that do support. And I get the economy is in the crapper, but you've got to decide, hey, this is a pretty important outlet. I'm still going to apportion your political defense fund for yourself and your family. You're giving to some church that does absolutely nothing. We do more to expose the devil and abortion here than, you know, those fake Christian churches. I would like folks to tithe to freedom and to this operation. And I will say, I think we're doing a lot better than 99% of the churches. So I think you consider that a tithe to this operation. It's not tax exempt and all that because we're not under the government's control. So we try to make it easy with incredible game-changing supplements, great Patriot apparel to meet people, spread the word, exercise your First Amendment that's critical, let the bullies know they don't control you. We got a bunch of Trump One stuff at the Alex Jones store, a lot of great Trump hats, Alex Jones, InfoWars stuff. It's a fundraiser. And I got to tell you, I need funds for the legal ongoing fight. And I can stay on the air perpetually unless they just pull the internet kill switch or start World War III, which is, might happen. It's not a probability now. It's a possibility. It was a probability just 24 hours ago. So there's nowhere you can spend money better. Nobody's got better pro-human patriot apparel. Nobody's got better supplements than the AlexJonesStore.com. So it's a win-win. And quite frankly, you're not defending yourself and your family and common sense and just your very life. If you're not supporting InfoWars, you're crazy. I mean, we reached... I mean, let's not exaggerate. I saw on X, without even trying, I started counting it up this morning. I said, well, that's a lot. That's a lot. So I sat there. I probably spent 30 minutes I shouldn't have, not researching news, but just wanting to give you this number. Let's be conservative. I saw like 260, 270 million views on the deals. That's pretty good. You think we're doing a little, that's kind of not, you know, nice fight the enemy. That's no one's doing that but Elon Musk and Trump and Carlson and Rogan. So that's it. And Rogan's got plenty of money. That's great. And Musk has got it and Trump's got it. So we need support. We're just as effective. In fact, more hardcore. We create the talking points and the deep analysis that everybody else adopts. And I need folks to go to alexjones.live. That's the subpage at alexjones.network. You can see where the shopping carts are, where the sponsors are, where the Vimeo is, where you subscribe to Twitter. If you want to support us, you know, it's free, but you can be a subscriber and backer. There's a Bitcoin there. And if you're not donating to your own defense, that's what this broadcast is, I don't know what you're doing. So it's really simple. Another great sponsor. It's drjonesnaturals.com, really high quality, low cost, 40% off quercetin and CoQ10 that everybody should be taking during the winter, but year round, cleans out your cells, makes you feel great, super antiviral, does so much for your brain, your heart. Those are there at drjonesnaturals.com, finally came into stock. We've got the ultimate sea moss. People go, oh, sea moss, it's at the bottom of your boat. No, it's Irish sea moss that is the superfood. Per milligram, it is well known to have the most organic, high-quality iodine and other key minerals and cofactors. It's the way the vitamins and minerals are together. And it just does insane things for your body. And all the globalists and, you know, the Hollywood folks are all been gobbling it for years. And it's really high quality from a top manufacturer that lets our folks private label it. We've got capsules and gummies. The capsules are twice as strong as the gummies. It's there. Just go check out the supplements. Okay, I'm going to stop there. I mean, it's like, wow, we need to get poll watchers and get Republican lawyers to stop the fraud. We did it. We won. Hey, you better support InfoWars going to shut down. He's got products. He needs help. Eh, well, that guy, you know, we wouldn't be here without InfoWars. We're just not going to support it. Okay, I understand. And I guess you're going to let your three-year-old play in the expressway traffic, too. I mean, it's to me, it is an absolute no-brainer. And we have our most important work coming up. And just quite frankly, I have to sit here 5-10 minutes, an hour, just to be able to operate at a third of capacity. I mean, we could be destroying the globalist if we just had more support, because I wouldn't be on air talking about this so much, and I'd have more reporters, people on the ground, and doing a lot more. So if you want me to fight for you, and I mean, we've proven we're the best there is, because your support, we're hands down recognized by the bad guys and the good guys, the best there is. That makes us a big target. All I'm asking is for your aid and comfort in this war, that we're winning. So now is the time to fight through, to press the attack, to fight through the objective, as General Flynn said, and to support the broadcast now. You went out and you voted. You went out and exposed the fraud. You supported Trump. That is good. That is great. Now, apply it to the original system that, through our listeners, launched the current global awakening we are in. And I always talked about this. God told me this. I saw the paradox. Okay, well, you're going to help launch the whole thing. It's going to trigger. It's going to get really bad, then it's going to get a lot better. But then evil's going to strike back down the road, but that's all part of God's plan. That's down the road. But this is all part of God's plan. But then you're, at some point, will become obsolete because there'll be so many people that understand it. It just won't be, you know, you at a prominent level doing it. And a lot of other great people were doing it before me, but they weren't very prominent. We popularize reality. And, you know, then your job will be done. But I know my job's not done. God's telling me my job's not done. Not yet. So if you want to keep me in my mission, the crew in our mission, make the decision now. Go to thealexshowstore.com. Go to drjonesnaturals.com. And it's so easy. It's just an action and you get great products. But I understand in this world of fantasy and world of watching things, people are just so paralyzed that even if they like something, it's to get out and do it just seems like it's impossible when it's so easy. And I want to thank those that have been supporting. Maybe I shouldn't harp on those that are on the fence and whatever, and just thank those that have been supporting. You're the reason we're still here, so you know they're great products, so thank you. All right, I'm going to stop there. I'm done. I'm not going to even plug next hour. Martin Armstrong's coming on, The Great Economist, and more. I made a lot of accurate predictions. I wanted to bring Owen Schroyer in here, and he'll be popping in throughout the broadcast, staying on his own show, 3 p.m. He was up here until 2 in the morning with me or whatever. It was 2:30 last night. But, Owen, you did a great job last night. Everybody really was impressed, not just our listeners, but millions of others were like, wow, this is better than the other analysis on the channels, getting up there, going through the numbers. We called it before everybody accurately, but we've still got serious situations in the House and Senate. There have been 3 gain in the Senate, 3 gain in the House, but that could move back and forth. A lot of races are still open, and if you look at the past, when everybody starts not watching those days and weeks later, that's when we almost lost the House last time, and they took a bunch of seats. So, again, we won this big battle, but there's still skirmishes going on in the last battle that secures the future battles for winning the war. Owen, give me your reflections on last night, and then let's get to the latest numbers.
Well, we got the trifecta. That's pretty much a done deal. It looks like the House is going to be a slim majority. I mean, when you're talking, let's say, 4, maybe 8 max seats, it could be – That's a slim majority. Senate, you're going to have 3-seat majority, maybe more. So that's a strong majority in the Senate. But yeah, I hope that these candidates, these campaigns are monitoring closely, because we have seen that before in the past where you'll be winning all night long. We quit paying attention to these down ballot races. And the next thing you know, the Democrat somehow pulls it off in the twilight hour. You know, here's the elephant in the room from last night's election that we're still going to wait and see what the final numbers are, but the elephant in the room is that the fraud of 2020 is now clear and present. When Joe Biden gets 81 million votes and Kamala Harris is going to get at least 10 million less, maybe even 15 million less, we'll see when the final numbers come in. So these are impossible numbers. And when you go and you look, well, where was the fraud coming in? Well, Harris did not perform well in the rural areas. She did not perform well in the major cities. She was not getting nearly the same numbers as Joe Biden in the major cities. So I think what we're going to see is there was a very small, there was a big enthusiasm problem. There was small enthusiasm for Harris, specifically in the rural areas and in the downtown areas. But I also think when we get the final numbers, we're going to really hone in on, as if we didn't already know, how they rigged the 2020 election. And it's going to be the exact cities we expected: Milwaukee, Detroit, Philadelphia, Atlanta, Phoenix, because the numbers there are where Harris sees the drop-off that in a close election, like we saw in 2020, you only needed 10,000, 20,000, whatever the final number ended up being, to put Biden over the top in those cities. So Harris really had a disastrous performance, though. And I think when you look at Trump's numbers, they're really close to what he did in 2024. He actually might get less votes. Again, just showing what an absolute fraud the 2020 election was. I do think Trump did have a little bit more enthusiasm in 2020. That might just be because of COVID and people were just itching to do anything and go out and do a boat parade, a truck parade, a flag wave, a rally. I think it also could be Trump maybe softening his stance on abortion and some other issues. But Trump's numbers are going to be pretty consistent with what we saw in 2020. So Trump remained where he was, I think, overall, when you look at it, consistent, probably going to come in right around 75 million, maybe even a little less, actually. But the drop off from Biden to Harris really shows that there was a lot of voter fraud issues in 2020. It shows that it was a stolen election. And the funny thing is, it's the Democrats and some of their big voices today that are the ones crying foul. And they're saying, how did Biden get 81 million votes, but Harris is struggling to get 70? So, well, the answer is already there. We've been telling you the answer to that question for 4 years. You've been denying it. So it's interesting to be watching them do that. But if you zoom in on the areas, you'll see that Harris just did not get the votes. She did not get the votes in Phoenix to win Arizona. She did not get the votes in Philadelphia to win Pennsylvania. She did not get the votes in Atlanta to win Georgia. She did not get the votes in Milwaukee, in Detroit, where
Biden
has a vote.
Let's do this. The crew's in there. The crew did a great job last night. Can we do what we did yesterday? Can people pull up the... Maybe we need to go stick in the other studio so we can show people, or put whoever was in there running that yesterday did a great job.
You won't be able to go into the county level on these Google maps. You'll have to go either to CNN or the New York Times, whichever one.
Let's do this then. I guess I lost in translation. I said I wanted you to do today what you did yesterday. And I guess we're not going to be able to do it in the studio. That's just how the studio is. I got Martin Armstrong coming on. Do you want to come on at 12:30? Because you did a great job. I'd like to repeat that.
You want us to go over there?
I don't think they'll be able to pull anything up in there, no. That's just how it works in there. You can go show them what you want. It's just not going to happen. It was great what you know. There we go. Go ahead.
So if you go into Philadelphia County and the greater Philadelphia area, you're just going to see that compared to 2020, Harris's numbers are nowhere near where Biden got. In fact, guys, let me actually, if you can, the logo's in the way for me there. Yeah, I can't. There you go. Yeah, so that's 70,000 votes down from what Biden got in 2020. 70,000. And when you consider how tight the 2020 race is, that would be a difference maker right there. Now, Trump's big boost was in the rural areas, specifically in Pennsylvania, specifically in Georgia. He had a big boost in the rural areas. Overall, blue states were really down. Blue state voter turnout was down this year compared to 2020.
Yeah, people weren't excited about being in World War III and eating bugs. So that's all critical. How are they going to strike back? I've got how they are. They're openly saying the deep state's going to go completely ape. Critical clips coming up next hour. But we need to get them on the defense. We need to make sure they don't kill Trump. But also, you're really good to look at the numbers. I've got them here, too. When are we going to find out what's happening finally in the Senate and the House, particularly the House?
Well, that's kind of an interesting bag because those are all local elections. And so all you can do is just monitor those counties as they're coming in. I mean, right now, I think it's pretty settled. I mean, I would say it's safe to say Republicans are going to maintain the House. It's just going to be a slim majority. I'm thinking maybe 4. So, if any of those seats flip in the next 24, 48 hours, then those campaigns will have to be monitoring that and find out what happens. Those are all smaller races, and they are in these smaller districts. So we just got to monitor that. But I think, again, though, it's safe to say at this point the Republicans are going to complete the trifecta and get the Senate and the House. So I don't think they got it, Alex. I don't think they got it. I think that the Republicans are watching. I hope that they're continuing to watch with the RNC these smaller elections, because yes, we have seen that before, but I think I just think they don't have it. I think that they've run out of gas. I think that they've run out of momentum. I think they're deflated today, quite frankly. And so, this election is a done deal. And
yeah, I want to make a point on that. And we had the clips of them saying it, but even the New Yorker magazine last week said if they don't win this, the entire power structure is done forever. Globalism's dead. The New World Order's dead. Yuval Harari, all these big globalist executives in Hollywood and corporate media. And they said if we can't control the public and pull this off, it's over for us. We're dead. They said mainstream media is dead. No, it's been dead a long time. It's been zombied. It's been reanimated. It's been propped up. And so then you've got all these weak-minded people that did follow it, but those are only the very, you know, most mind-controlled, stupid people. And then I've got all these clips. Let me just read the headlines from the clips, and we have the video of this coming up next hour. Jake Tapper and Anderson Cooper, this is the greatest comeback in history. It is. The entire most powerful evil empire in the world, the globalists that run our country, threw everything at the American people and Trump, and it backfired. And all the fraud and all of it, it is. And this is the biggest political victory ever without violence against the most evil force in history, the globalist. I mean, you cannot historically find anything else like this except the colonies beating the British Empire that nobody had ever beaten. Okay, so this, and the world was a lot less populated, didn't have nuclear weapons then. So that was historically important for us now. It's all one continuum. But on that timeline, this is like the, if points of liberty and events against tyranny are mountains, this is the highest peak in the world right now we're on, in the, other than, you know, Jesus Christ is way above that. But in American history and modern history and since the Renaissance, this is Mount Everest. I mean, this is the top. This is, and we've got to look from here now how they're going to strike back, and we need to basically use this energy to jump and to launch even further and not sit here and think we've won, because we just handed the baton in the relay to the last runner. We've not finished the race yet. Look at some of these headlines. This election is something of an indictment of the political information complex. The story that was portrayed was not true. We just ignored the fundamentals. That's on CNN. Of course, the little globalist here, Trump-hating pundit Chris Wallace. This is not just his party. This is his country. You mean it's our country taking it back from you, you little scumbag? You bet on the wrong team. And it just goes on and on. We've got the deep state pledging, and I've got those clips here where they are pledging that they are going to get Trump and that the deep state, here it is. We got the clip coming up as well. NBC. See, questions whether Democrat coup against Biden was right move as Harris election odds, went down the toilet. And then we've got other reports where they promise that the deep state is still going to get Trump, Rachel Maddow. I mean, oh, and this is wild.
Yeah, I think they don't have the strength. I got to be honest. I think they may try to make it. They may try to make that lift. They may try to make that push. I think they're going to fail. I think this was a deflation last night. They don't have the public support. We have the mandate. We have the country. We have the populist movement. Any move they make, I think they fail. I think the weight falls on their head.
If we execute and exercise the power, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization for private labeling. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at thealexjonesstore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air.
The Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt is available at thealexjonesstore.com. This exclusive limited edition T-shirt is your chance to stand with Alex Jones and support the ongoing fight for free speech. Featuring the bold red InfoWars logo prominently displayed on the front, this shirt is more than just a piece of apparel. It's a statement of solidarity. Crafted from high-quality materials, the shirt also features the InfoWars.com website and an American flag on the sleeve, symbol mobilizing the fight to keep independent voices on the air. Every purchase of this t-shirt goes directly to ensuring that no matter what obstacles arise, Alex Jones will continue to broadcast the truth. Wearing this shirt means you're part of the mission to protect free speech and keep Alex Jones broadcasting. Get yours now before this limited edition sells out and wear it proudly as a defender of the truth. Visit thealexjonesstore.com right now and get the Save Alex Jones Broadcast limited edition fundraiser t-shirt now. Get yours now.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Well, we only have regular guests on that have the highest rate of accuracy in their predictions. And there's a lot of those folks. You still see them in mainstream media, even though Martin Armstrong's been all over mainstream media. Mainstream media is no longer the media. This is the media, and he's going to be joining us coming up in about 5 minutes when a bunch of stations join us. But, Owen, you're going to be back in the third hour. You'll be back in there with the big board with all the numbers because there's still House and Senate races ongoing. This is when they do try to pick a few things off it in 2018, 2020, 2022. They're going to try it again. So this battle that we won the main battle, but they could still steal some of the gains. So talk about the latest, and then we'll go to break them up with Martin Armstrong.
Well, we're going to zoom in on these House races that are still up. We'll also crunch the latest numbers in the Senate races as well. But I think that when you look at Trump's victory, it pulled these senators, these Senate candidates, over the finish line. I mean, that's how big Trump's victory was last night. It pulled, I think, probably three seats across the finish line in the Senate as well. And we'll break all that down with the numbers when I rejoin on the big board in the third hour. The House races are a little more interesting. In fact, it's a bit of an anomaly. I think that there's two factors at play here. One, just the way the districts broke down, it favored the Democrats in this cycle for some of these seats, just the way the districts that were up broke down. And so we can look at that. But I think also what we're seeing here is Republicans, I look at the Kerry Lake campaign, and this is an anomaly to me. By the way, I think Kerry Lake is probably now the number one option for Trump to be press secretary. But you look at a Kerry Lake and you think, why can't she win an election? And maybe you point to the past race and you say, well, it was stolen from her. It was fraud. Or maybe we need to look at some of these other races, some of these local races and some of these Senate races and find a way to rebrand conservatives, rebrand Republicans, find a way to hit the key areas to win these races. Because again, you look at a Kerry Lake in Arizona, a state that Trump is carrying, and you think, how is it that she gets beaten? How can Trump not carry Kerry Lake over the finish line? What is that? And I think it needs to be studied for Republican races down ballot in the future, because even in the other states that Trump was winning, these Senate races were tighter. In Pennsylvania, in Wisconsin, in Michigan, the Senate races were tighter than the presidential races. So Republicans need to find out, why did Trump perform better than these down ballot candidates in the Senate and in the House? So I think that it's something that needs to be studied by the GOP in order to have more success in the future, because even though I do still believe you're going to come out of this election with the House and the Senate and the White House, you feel like it could have been more. You feel like you left a little bit on the field. You left a little bit on the table. And I think that we need to figure out how that is. So we're going to dig into these House races because it's important that we continue to monitor these as the days go on. Because in the past, specifically, actually after 2016, we saw it every election cycle, 2018, 2020, 2022. And they would flip a House seat in the third, fourth, fifth day. They would flip a Senate seat in the third, fourth, fifth day. So we're going to continue to monitor this here. I hope the GOP and the RNC are monitoring these things too. I get it. the big Trump victory kind of has a bunch of gravity that can distract us from these smaller races that might feel inconsequential, but they won't be.
No, I mean, we have to have the trifecta to destroy the globalist.
Well, I do everything. Think the trifecta will happen, but there's no doubt if whatever.
I mean, let's say Trump's evil, like they use a bad analogy. I'm not saying he is. Sauron needs the ring.
Whatever energy they have left, they will put into what races are still on the table, I'm sure. And I assume that Whatley and Lara Trump are at least monitoring these things.
We've got to get Sauron the ring.
We're going to get the three. We're going to get the trifecta. We're going to get it.
We are the ring race. We are going to get in the ring. We'll be right back. That's how the left sees us. I'm just joking. Kinda. We'll be right back.
A new extremely important product is now available exclusively at the alexjonesstore.com. Ultimate Probiotic. This is a private label, but even made stronger, of one of the top, highly recommended, highly rated brands out there today. And it's more than just a probiotic. It's got a whole bunch of known natural ingredients that boost your overall gut health and that detoxify and that helps flush out all the garbage in your body. Ladies and gentlemen, with all the attacks on our bodies, you have to understand that the gut is the front line. And if you don't have a strong gut, it's like not having a front door on your house or an engine in your car. The gut is so important. Probiotics are amazing and are documented for their great effects. Get this high-quality probiotic right now, Ultimate Probiotic, 60 billion, at thealexjonesstore.com. And I want to thank you for your support. Now take action at thealexjonesstore.com. Again, I thank you for your support.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I've got a bunch of incredible guests coming up throughout the broadcast today. Roger Stone, General Flynn, Owen Schroyer, with these other races that aren't decided yet that are so critical. We'll also open the phones up, and it's so historic. I'll definitely do some extra broadcasting tonight as well. Because things are just too serious right now. We can't take this epic, historic, greatest comeback ever and greatest defeat of the globalist ever and just celebrate because we just won a huge strategic battle. It'd be like if the Russians in World War II beat the Nazis at Stalingrad and then just quit. Yeah, they're beaten if you keep pressing the attack and fight through the objective. So I would use the Stalingrad analogy. We just fought Stalingrad at great cost. We just won Stalingrad. Now we got to roll in to Germany proper. And that's where we are. And so put the gear on, folks, and get ready and take the gloves off because the New World Order is, and after Martin leaves us, I got a bunch of clips, CNN, MSNBC, you name it, they say, oh, the deep state, save us. They actually say, yeah, the deep state's real and agencies, government, save us. No, we elected him to stop you criminals starting World War III and running the country in the ground and human trafficking little kids, you damn lunatics, and your frickin' lockdowns and all of it. I mean, look, you know you're in a real war. You're the ones who want to throw us all in prison and want to be totalitarians. You know what happens to people that try this crap? I mean, you know what happens, right? Most of the time, you're going to get in big trouble. Okay? So I'm going to warn the establishment, and a lot of them already figured it out. Back off. Yeah, we were asleep before. You could sneak in like a vampire and drink our blood. We're not asleep now. Okay? And there's the light of the midday sun of awakening. You guys can creep around in the dark all you want. Get your hands off of us. You understand? You think all your bullying and harassment does anything but pisses us off? You think that stuff works on us? How's it working out? You know what to do. Roll over. Surrender. Like Zuckerberg. All right. Martin Armstrong is a very respected economist and one of the most accurate statisticians out there with his computer models. He's well known everywhere. He does an introduction. He's here. We appreciate him on morning of this great victory. He's here with on election and taxes and the future. Putin has come out and said he's ready to seriously talk with Trump. He takes Trump seriously and wants to end the beginning of World War III before it gets too out of hand. We got the clips of that. Martin, 35,000 foot view, and then just drill into, can Trump stabilize things? What would you do? What are you? I know you're advising some of the Trump folks. You know, is he really about to drain the swamp? And if so, how do we support him? Martin Armstrong of ArmstrongEconomics.com. Thank you, sir.
How you doing, Alex?
Doing all right.
I think people have to understand the first time he was there, they picked everybody to go in the cabinet. And what you had was that they were then basically every one of them was stabbing in the back, you know, like John Bolton, for example. He started firing those people. This time he's bringing in his own people. All right. There is a transition team, et cetera. Now he knows the game. So it's a little bit different this time than the last time. But, if you look at, we've published a chart on our site. You can pretty much Google it. We've just taken up, and allocated all the seats between the House and the Senate to Democrats and to Republicans and plotted it out. If you look at it just like a normal market, you'd have to see that the Democrats are in a bear market. The peak was with FDR the first time. Every high that they have made ever since is lower, and every low is lower. All right. Our computer, you know, projected, you know, that Trump would win this time. And it's never been wrong. I mean, it just goes by the economics. We're not polling anybody, and it's not my personal opinion. It's really just basically people will vote on their economic situation. And look, 40% of the people will always vote Democrat, 40% will always vote Republican. So it's that slice in between that really makes the difference.
Well, that's right. I should have gotten the clip, but there's just so many predictions that you make that come true. You were on, what, 2 months ago, and you said Trump's going to win 100%.
Yeah. It's not my opinion, okay? It's just the computer puts it out, and sometimes I've been surprised, but I think I did a podcast with Craig Hunter, you know, a week before. I said, look, it's showing the gap is too big for them to fix this time. It's likely to get a clean sweep, or a trifecta as you're calling it. And, Trump had also thrown out eliminating the income tax. As you know, I worked on Capitol Hill with Dick Armey and all those down there. I even, you know, debated Steve Forbes at Princeton University and the whole thing. Couldn't get it through back then. But income tax is no longer necessary. It was necessary when money was physical, you know, coins, gold and silver. The king had to get some back in order to spend it. Now we just print. Why do we even bother with this? It's not necessary on a federal level. States, fine, because they can't create the money. I was very encouraged that.
By the way, let's just glaze over that. I don't want to just glaze over that. This is a fact that since the 70s, you can even say earlier, the monetary system is not pegged really to anything, not even the petrodollar. And so they're doing all this. The claim that income tax funds the country is a lie. It's a social engineering, communist manifesto, system of control. Mm-hmm. All the big rich people have the laws written where they don't even have to pay it. It's a scam on the working class, and it's to stop upward mobility and create vertical integration. It is a bowling ball tied to our legs in the middle of the ocean, and it needs to be removed. So when they claim Trump will destroy the economy with his economic plan, it is pure horse manure. Correct, Martin?
Look, I mean, I testified before the House Ways and Means Committee on this. Why did everybody go to Hong Kong? Because they had a 15% corporate rate. I mean, I've advised more multinational companies, I think, than anybody. I know what moves it. And I've basically said, look, if you eliminate the income tax in the United States, all right, every major corporation is going to try and come here. And it's a fallacy that we even have a trade deficit. If you allocate trade according to the company's flag that it actually flies, you'll see the U.S. has a trade surplus. When you had income taxes in the 60s up to 94%, I mean, you drove everybody offshore. And, you know, so that's the way it really is. I mean, if you eliminate that income tax, all that money's going to come pouring into here.
Well, let's quantify that, sir. I mean, the income tax is a internal tariff by the elites against the people, because then the general public can't operate any big businesses, and then only globalists that are offshore can, and make a deal with China and make a deal with other, you know, developing countries, and then you impoverish and control the American people. It's a form of economic siege.
But what they also do is the DOJ uses income tax to threaten the media. You will say what we want you to say or kill this story. Otherwise, they will end up personally investigating that person. And it's usually income tax that they look. I mean, Al Capone, how did they put him in? Income tax. All right. They couldn't get him on any of the so-called mafia stuff. It was income tax. Yeah, I mean, this is their catch-all phrase. And basically, they can't put you in prison for not paying the tax. They put you in prison for not telling them you owe it.
And to be clear, for those that don't know, and this has been done by all the major financial publications, where they do 30 different CPAs, 50 different CPAs, 30 different tax lawyers. You all get different answers because it's written so they can put you in prison if they want. It's a maze that if you're not part of the establishment, they can say you're a criminal. And, I mean, no matter how much you pay them.
Yeah, I mean, look, we advise a lot of different governments and central banks. I don't take any money from any of them, period. Not even our own. Reason is because they have a law that says if I take money from any government, then I have to register as an agent for them. It's, you know, so we don't accept money from any government, period. Not even our own. So it, you know, they have all these different little rigs and, you know, and clauses when it comes to income tax, and it is detrimental to the economy. You know, if you, our proposal was basically to eliminate the income tax, eliminate the debt. You take the debt, you issue coupons, then you would take the coupon, go to Merrill Lynch or whoever, and then you invest it in shares or corporate bonds. They then take the coupon, go back, and redeem it. We basically get rid of the national debt. Government's barred from ever borrowing again. Even that theory is pre-Bretton Woods. It was like, you know, if the money supply cannot increase, then it's less inflationary to borrow than it is to print.
Sure, Martin, most of our audience is very informed and gets it, but we have a lot of uninformed, you know, educated idiot liberals listening. For those that don't know, because I've been told, not just it's in the news, I've talked to the Trump people. I know you've been advising Trump for a long time. The bottom line here is the big announcement is we're very close to Trump initiating this. He says he will. And so that's the big announcement. We're close to getting rid of the income tax. We need to get behind that, educate the public on why it is good, why it's a no-brainer, why there's no debate. That's basically what you're doing here. So for the new liberals, and I'm not being mean, it's true, who really are economically ignorant, will you just talk to them like they're 5 years old? Will you explain to them how this works and how it's going to help them?
When you borrow money, all right, up to 70% of the interest that we pay goes offshore. It's not stimulating the domestic economy. All right. It's no longer necessary when we don't have physical money. All right. Why are we borrowing paper dollars that we print anyhow? I mean, it's nonsense. Our interest expenditures this year will be $1 trillion more than defense. Within 5 years, it's going to consume everything. All right. You can't constantly keep rolling this. Now, if we eliminate this, as I'm saying, what happens? Interest rates will come down because the government is competing with you for a mortgage. Basically, you're going out to get a 30-year mortgage and you have to pay more than the government. All right. So if we eliminate government borrowing at that level, long-term interest rates will come down. They're competing against the private sector for money, you know. And
well, Martin, I'm not being mean, but is it possible for you? It's impossible for you to dumb it down. So I'm going to dumb it down for you, and then correct me if I'm wrong. The left thinks everything comes from the government. They don't understand that big central banks want us to collapse to fully own us and control us. They're using it as an economic weapon. We're coming to the end of the cycle. We have to either get off of it or totally collapse in the globalist great reset and be permanently impoverished. You'll own nothing and, quote, be happy, in their own words, a very dystopian forced austerity, quote, to save the earth, but really just to put us under feudalism. So for the left that wants to have their debts forgiven and their student loans and all this crap, you do that by not having an income tax and basically eliminating most taxes on working people. And then the middle class explodes, and then diversity in the economy explodes. And then that creates the prosperity. Just like Kamala saying, I'll just make companies sell food for cheaper prices as if they're the ones that cause the inflation. And these people hear this like Cardi B and go, great, I'm about to have everything cheaper, because they have almost zero economic understanding. Obviously, Harris's controllers know exactly what they're doing and want the Cloward and Piven collapse to bring in total social control, in their own words. So how do you explain basic laws of physics? I mean, this is mathematics. This is history. This is reality. How do you get it across to these people? What is their problem, Martin?
A lot of people are just simply brainwashed. You know, they don't think about it. If you look at it, 40% of the people will always vote Democrat simply because maybe that's what their parents did. And they don't ask questions. Like I said, if you look at most of the presidents are elected 51, 52, 54%, you know, only three presidents ever got 60% or more. And that was FDR the first time. That was Johnson after Kennedy was assassinated. And Nixon when he said it was going to take us out of Vietnam. So most of them, you know, it's less than 10% of the population that decides who is the president. Because they're not looking at issues. It's that, you know, that maybe 20% to give it, you know, enough room. Look at the real facts and make a decision. The rest of them do not.
I'm going to tell the left again, if they eliminate most of your taxes, it makes the economy explode, and then you keep that money, and now you make the decision where you spend it, and right. Then that makes better diversity in the economy, better quality, and more competition. This, again, these are laws of the universe, and I just don't understand how something so simple cannot be communicated to these people.
This has been going on for thousands of years. It's even in the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's goods. So it's been outlawed for a very long time, but they still do it. I mean, just ask anybody from Eastern Europe or, you know, in Russia or China, they're, you know, do they want to go back to communism? And absolutely no way. The propaganda, that's why Putin was so popular. Because he wasn't an oligarch and he wasn't a communist. The people did not want to go back to communism. And, you know, and the oligarchs like Barsinovsky at the time was just trying to sell everything Russia had to the bankers in New York for the cheapest deal.
Martin, let's get into that, because I know you're a geopolitical expert as well. Putin's reaching out saying he takes Trump as genuine. Medvedev said he thinks Trump's genuine, but they'll just kill him if he does try to end the war. But the globalists aren't all powerful. How would you advise Trump on how he should handle the Ukraine situation?
I would cut them off. The problem is NATO is the one that is the retirement home for neocons. So they've all been moving over there anticipating a possible Trump victory. And so you had NATO out there trying to raise $100 billion, which didn't go over very well. And they were calling it to Trump-proof, to keep the war going against Russia. They will try. They're the ones that said, well, we should give the long-range missiles to Zelensky and let him attack Moscow itself so that maybe then Putin will attack anything in NATO. And then they think they can invoke Article 5 and force the United States to go into it. Article 5 is not absolutely mandatory. Trump can back out of it. NATO should have been shut down a long time ago. It was formed basically, you know, when Khrushchev, we will bury you sort of thing. The days of empire building are long gone. And you have NATO trying to open up offices in Japan. You know, they're trying, in all honesty, what I've heard from real live sources is that this whole one world government thing with the UN that, you know, Schwab and those are behind, the IMF and the World Bank would basically form the monetary unit, and NATO was to replace the United States as the Department of Defense globally. This is why they're trying to expand into Asia.
Well, they've officially want NATO as the army of this new one world government. And you just dropped major history on people. People don't know that Stalin kicked the Trotskys out. The Trotskyites ran to Mexico and the U.S. They took over part of the Republican Party. They're the neocons. That's mainstream history, folks. And then a lot of them are from Ukraine, and they literally are retiring back there with a lot of the stolen money that's being sent there. And they're actually leaving and then trying to put laws in for five more years of funding for Ukraine, regardless of where that goes. And so talk about it in a sick way. That is a victory, though, that actually the neocons are leaving the United States.
I hope they go. I know some of them, as you know, I've had dinner with them. You do not see a warm light when you look in their eyes. You just don't. I know Bill Kristol even spoke at one of our conferences back in the 90s. His father's the one that started this. I had arguments with Bill back then. He said if we removed Saddam Hussein, Assad from Syria, and Gaddafi, we would bring peace to the Middle East. And I said, you're completely out of your mind. But, you know, they're always into this regime change. As you know, I went head to head with them. They wanted me to put in $10 billion back in 2000 to take over, you know, for regime change in Russia. Most people don't realize, but they blackmailed Yeltsin. They were trying to force him to step down. They, with $7 billion that he took from the IMF. Then you had the communists at the same time filing a motion for impeachment. That's why he turned to Putin, because Putin was neither side. And his last words to him were, you know, protect Russia. That's why he was so popular. He had over 70%. He's not a dictator.
Sure. And so people don't understand, Martin, like you do.
People are afraid of communism over there.
Sure. For people that are, I know most listeners get this, but a lot of new listeners are historically and geopolitically illiterate. The neocons are literally out of Ukraine and Russia. They got kicked out by Stalin. They hate Russia. They tried to go back and take over with the oligarchs. Putin kicked them out. Now they started the war in Ukraine in the last decade. It's the neocons that are driving all the wars. They basically run the foreign policy of the Democrats. That's why Liz Cheney's their darling. And so when you're identifying them, you're not just talking about some old Republicans for no reason. You're talking about the brain trust, the evil, quote, geniuses, the Straussians that we're dealing with, and you're identifying them. And I think what I'm getting from you is the neocons are coming to the absolute end of their power.
I hope so. They're not going to go out, you know, just, in a, you know, quietly into the sunset. I mean, they have been, in the Biden administration, look at what you have. You have Garland, who claims to have family ties also to the Ukrainian area, and saying that Russia, you know, persecuted his family. Victoria Nuland, same thing, okay? And Blinken, all three of them have uniquely ties to that area with their heritage from their family.
Stay there, Martin. I want to get more into this.
How did three of them end up in the Biden administration?
Martin, stay there. Let's do a few more minutes on the other side. Finish up on this, then in the economy, what else you think Trump should do, what you think the bad guys are going to pull, what we can be looking for, the markets here in the United States. Stay right there. But he just nailed it. I mean, you know, like, a bunch of administration are Ukrainians, and they go back to Trotskyites. Okay? And then a bunch of them also go back to Nazis before that in World War II. You can't make this up. And you got the vice prime minister up in Canada, who's the co-chair of the WEF. She is the daughter of a top Ukrainian Nazi. I mean, you can't make this up. I mean, they act like villains because, I mean, they're villains, folks. We'll be right back.
Many of the supplements available at thealexshowstore.com are the latest cutting edge, highest rated game changers that have been discovered through research. And that's wonderful. But many of the products there are known, tried and true staples like elderberry. It's just that ours is high quality, very strong, concentrated, and at a competitive price. Especially if you get more than one model, then it's some of the best prices you'll find anywhere. And your purchase funds our operations against the globalist, a 360 win. So get your concentrated elderberry, particularly right now in the fall and winter, and you take it as a preventative ahead of time. And what the wives' tales said hundreds of years ago, now with modern science we know, it boosts your immune system, it's antiviral. So now, high-quality ultimate elderberry, scientific name, Sambucus, available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. It's good for your body, and it funds the InfoWars. A new extremely important product is now available exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, Ultimate Probiotic. This is a private label, but even made stronger, of one of the top, highly recommended, highly rated brands out there today. And it's more than just a probiotic. It's got a whole bunch of known natural ingredients that boost your overall gut health and that detoxify and that helps flush out all the garbage in your body. Ladies and gentlemen, with all the attacks on our bodies, you have to understand that the gut is the front line. And if you don't have a strong gut, it's like not having a front door on your house or an engine in your car. The gut is so important. Probiotics are amazing and are documented for their great effects. Get this high-quality probiotic right now, Ultimate Probiotic, 60 billion, at thealexjonesstore.com. And I want to thank you for your support. Now take action at thealexjonesstore.com. And again, I thank you for your support.
We certainly don't claim to be doctors, but InfoWarsMD can prescribe a wide variety of supplement formulas to help you stay healthy in an ever-growing toxic world. These individually tailored combinations of vitamins, minerals, and natural ingredients address a broad spectrum of bodily functions, and each offers a unique boost to your well-being. Take, for instance, the synthesis of amino acids found in Nitric Boost, designed to promote circulation and muscular performance, or the microorganisms contained in our probiotic formula meant to help with digestion by introducing healthy bacteria to your system. Then there's Good Night Sleep and its proprietary sleep formula that can restore a healthy sleep cycle to your daily routine. So ask your doctor or just take our word for it and check out the InfoWarsMD products found exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
And I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up. We're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now, and I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the New World Order's coming. It's here.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I say this because people need to recognize it, not for credit, but so you understand how pertinent and key this broadcast is. We are recognized by the State Department, the CIA, congressional testimony, all the enemy corporate media, as the genesis point of getting Trump into office, of waking up the Tea Party before him about the globalist order. The Tea Party was get rid of the Federal Reserve, have low taxes, control the border. I'm all for that. But we educated about the neocons, the New World Order, and the plan for the global government, and the plan for the UN to take over our lives and have a global vaccine passport decades ago. It's been on the drawing boards. Now they're trying it.
And so I was like, well, the Tea Party's great people. I'll just wake them up to the New World Order. And then, boom, you see what happens. So Ron Paul did the economics in areas. He recognizes that by the enemy publications. And there's literally college courses taught on this. Look it up. Like a double-headed dragon's how they see us. They see us as bad guys. And then I'm over here about the globalists, the New World Order, and the technicals and their master plans. And then you've got all the great economists like Martin Armstrong and others out there exposing it and educating leaders, both corporate and governmental. And I say this not about credit. It's so people understand game time. I would probably have more viewers today and listeners if I just showed clips of the left throwing fits and freaking out and acting like babies and attacking people and, you know, just going crazy and them crying last night when Kamala did a Hillary and hid, which isn't even getting covered. That's unprecedented other than Hillary doing it. That's all fun and games, okay? We're talking about the neocons that are the brain of the left that are setting up the police state, setting up the UN takeover, setting up the biomedical tyranny, setting up World War III, getting the executive order signed for martial law and calling the military out that Trump didn't do, that the current administration with 74 days left inauguration has set up. They didn't set all that up for no reason. They could stage some major false flags and still try to keep Trump from getting in by doing false flags and blaming his supporters. So if you think we're out of the woods, folks, you got nothing coming. So I'm not going to sit here and make fun of the left. And look, those are their zombies. Those are the victims of the mind control. Those are victims, fellow countrymen that fell to this virus, this mind virus. Okay? I'm trying to get to you, the most active, smart people, to understand. I know most of you get this, but some don't. We just won a major battle, but the war is not won yet. Now, the enemy is starting to build backups and move to bunkers. Big tech, the neocons, that's all good. They're showing signs they know they've lost. But they are still entertaining global crises to try to catapult themselves back into power. If they're not identified, if they're not exposed and their plans spotlighted, they will try them. Now, exposure, from my experience, they don't like. Because then their own people get decompartmentalized who aren't completely evil and then blow the whistle. So our enemies are very weak right now. They are off balance, and I suggest we finish them politically, culturally, by totally exposing them and then ostracizing them. We don't need to run around and, you know, hang them upside down like Mussolini in the middle of Rome. Going back to Martin Armstrong, Martin, you're just dropping major historic bombshells here, but I think for some people they kind of glaze over it. What do you think of what I just said? How do we stop the neocons? As you know, they're the brain trust of the neoliberals. What is your advice to Trump and his supporters about what we should do to secure this victory? Do you have my same concerns of them, of the bad guys doing Hail Marys?
Well, I think our computer, which has been really phenomenal, it's showing that we are going to have rising civil unrest, particularly going through December into January. I don't think these people are just simply going to walk away into the sunset and say, okay, fine, you won. This has been an unprecedented election. They've called Trump supporters everything from deplorables, Nazis, and then what Biden called as the last one was garbage. You can't insult half the country like this. But this is, they've been staging this coup and they think that they can force their agenda upon everybody. And that's just not the way democracy is supposed to work or civilization. Civilization functions only when everybody benefits, not when one side says it's now my turn to oppress the other. I mean, this is absurd, but I am concerned that we're going to be looking at very significant civil unrest. What I have heard is that they are trying to plan a staged protest in Washington in January that would be so outrageous that they were forced to be calling in the National Guard. And then they want to turn and say, see, Trump is he's a dictator. I mean, so they're going to keep this up. They're going to try and do the same thing they did during his last administration, block every single action he takes. But if we have the House and the Senate, that's going to be much more difficult. So they have been focusing more on NATO and to basically take NATO, to create World War III over there and try to drag us in on that basis. But, these people are, I don't know. Like I said, I know some of them. I just think that they got psychologically damaged from the 50s when we all had to hide underneath our desks, for air raids and stuff, I don't know. I guess maybe it psychologically really affected those people because it's just, they've been obsessed with Russia. You can look on YouTube. You had Robert McNamara before he died. He did a video and a book. And he took us into Vietnam and he said, look, we went into Vietnam because he thought Russia was there. And then he apologized and he said, sorry, we were wrong. Okay. But it's always been about Russia. So this is what we're looking at. And I would be very concerned. We're not out of the woods yet because they they're just not going to walk away into the sunset and peacefully. They have created an awful lot of people that have, this has been a hate fest. I know one person here in Florida who was the campaign manager for, Luna, their local, representative here. And she was just standing in line at a poll and she was, physically attacked by someone. It's just, this is just not acceptable, but you have people who have been completely, I think, mentally, disturbed on this.
And Martin, let me just back up what you say, because everything you say, I've done deep research. You're just saying, and I know it's all true, that the Democrats run by Senator Blumenthal have put in a bill that's sitting there that when President Trump is president, he will be barred from calling out the military domestically, which is a legislative attempted coup over executive powers, and it's a constitutional crisis. And they say there's going to be uprisings. Carbill says they're going to have violent uprisings. And then when Trump follows his job and calls out the military, exactly, they're then going to say he's Hitler, a dictator. So they've been pre-programming to do this. They've admitted they're going to do this. And then all they need some false flags, like this latest FBI plot. They try to get this lunatic white supremacist to shoot up, black people and blow up a power station. And they admit they handled the guy. They wound him up. I would expect more of that to be the excuse. And see, oh, see, Trump supporters are Hitler.
Oh, yeah. It's all a campaign to paint it in that direction. The whole... As you know, I was involved in the attempted coup of Russia back in 2000. They tried to drag me into that. And, that's why Hillary said that, she lost the election. She claimed that, Putin interfered because she thought that was retaliation because that's what they were doing to Russia back in 2000. When she was asked, why did Russia, did Putin interfere? Oh, cause I had said he rigged some election, then that was nonsense. It was that, I was asked to put in $10 billion and they were going to stick in Boris Berezovsky to replace Yeltsin and would have controlled Russia. That's what they were after.
Absolutely.
Back then,
and then yesterday,
and it's the same thing today.
And then yesterday, if the gas breaks or the election machines, the conservative areas don't work in Arizona, the Russians did that. And even the FBI would admit no evidence of that. They just, if you slip on a banana peel, no. The Russians did it.
Yeah, look, this is, they want to basically present that because Trump is anti-war. I was pushing RFK to join Trump because I knew also he was anti-war. But most people didn't know, but back in 2016, Trump had offered him a commission on vaccines and he took it. So I knew there was a connection between the two. All right. But I also knew that Pfizer and the rest of them, from what I believe took place, was that they were threatening people in Congress that to cut off any funding from them if this commission went through. So it was shut down about 3 to 6 months before the COVID vaccine. So, you know, that's why I was pushing the two of them to get together. I mean,
absolutely. And it came out the UN had meetings. The UN had meetings in Helsinki, right before that, saying that the world was waking up to them and they needed something to get people back on board. And then, of course, they provided it. But now that's blown up even bigger in their face. In closing, what do you see? Obviously, the markets are way up on the Trump victory. What do you see short-term, mid-term, long-term? Where is the world economy? Because it looks to me like even though Trump's got good policies, he's being handed a pretty bad situation, isn't he?
Yes. I mean, look, globally, we're looking at a recession into 2028. That's going to be much worse in Europe than here. Trump, I think, can limit any kind of downside here. And I would push basically for the whole thing as far as the tax reform here. If we can do that and get that actually through, if we have a majority of both houses, we got a shot. But I mean, like I said, I worked on that with Dick Armey and everybody back in the '90s. But it was difficult to get, you know, Bill Archer was for a retail sales tax. Dick Armey was for the flat tax. And, you know, Dick, I was sitting in his office and he said to me, he says, look, you know, cycles, if we, you know, can't repeal the 16th Amendment when the Democrats get back, we'll have both. And I said, you know, Dick, you're absolutely right. So we need something different than just simply, you know, the, we're not going to be able to repeal the 16th Amendment because that requires, you know, every state to also ratify. You're not going to get that. I mean, it's just.
And sure, you know that if we do a con-con, they can put a bunch of other bad stuff in at the same time. Con-cons are dangerous.
Yeah, we're going to have to, you know, look at this seriously and try and push it. And I think we have a good shot that, you know, we can hold on to this type of a position. If we, the economy does well, then we can hold on to it in 26 for the midterms. That's basically what I'm looking at, but expect, you know, civil unrest to rise, particularly going into January. They're not going to give up. We're going to have to defend these victories. But like I said, if you look at the charts we published, the Democratic Party is in a decline. And our computer projects that it will most likely completely collapse. This agenda of Marxism, it was the first time it got FDR elected, but it has been dwindling ever since. And plus, Russia and China have fallen on that theory. So, you know, the Democrats are going to have to come back and redo this. I mean, that's our model, which showed strikingly this time, you know, two of them were at 61 and 59%, which is the first time I've seen that. And I've been running this model for 40 years. So it showed that we had a good enough lead that it was too big for them to fix this time.
Martin Armstrong, thank you so much for spending time with us. ArmstrongEconomics.com. What a historic time. Thank you so much, sir.
Well, thank you for inviting me, and take care, Alex.
Take care. Ladies and gentlemen, I am very sober, as you can notice. I get it. People deserve to be celebrating. I'm not judging people that are celebrating. But you just heard Martin Armstrong, and he's a very respected economist and really a historian. And a lot of world leaders listen to him, and he just told you what I'm telling you. They are getting ready to stage false flags. We're in the 70-something days. And they are getting ready to try to have an uprising, as Carville said and as others said. And they are so deflated, and all of their election fraud didn't work. They mitigated the win in the House and Senate. But it's a paradox. Yes, we have crushed them. You know, Owen was, I'll answer Owen's question that he's going to be getting to when he comes up the last half of the next hour with all the graphs and then the House and Senate, mainly House fights that aren't over yet. We got to watch so carefully because that's where they really in the last few midterms and general elections, you do some stealing there at the end, and the Republicans lose a lot of their majority in the House or lose the House completely. I'm not saying that's going to happen, but no one's like, we got to ask, why did Trump do better in these states than the down ballot candidates? And that's because a lot of people were just checking to see if they had Trump checked, and then those ballots got manipulated later because they know there's less attention on those. And there was a lot of election fraud going on. So, I mean, again, this was a giant landslide, but the wall of fraud, the seawall of fraud, the blue wall, was a big seawall. So this giant tsunami comes in, but only part of it went over. And you could call it a decent win, a baby landslide, but it was a big landslide in reality. And Trump got the popular vote and the Electoral College. So this is a mandate. This is a major repudiation. And it's like a child that you love. And you know, your wife's pregnant, 9 months, have the baby, take care of it. Now it's, you know, now the child's 5 years old. And, you know, maybe your child got really sick when they were three and almost died, but got better. And so you won that battle. But let's say your child, God forbid, at five is in a car wreck. You know, that's another crisis. That's another issue. Because life is a war. And you know, everything is a struggle. That's what makes us strong. And this is the biggest victory since 1776, since we won that war, you know, years after that. But for the whole world now, it's way more important because of the geopolitical issues and the globalists that have captured America, using American power to set up this purely evil, anti-human global government. So this affects the entire planet at a massive level. And I know you know that. But with Elon Musk saying the UN's criminal and unelected, and the WF's criminal and elected, and the New World Order's bad, and global governments are enemy, that's the big corporations. That's BlackRock. That's the people that are programming the culture and that want to break up the family and make us weak and control our bodies and poison us. So this is a big deal. And again, I know most of you get that, but for the new listeners, if you had any... And I'm talking about leftists out there. I know you watch. If you had any real economic, cultural, historical understanding, if you were not illiterate, you would understand that we're trying to just save ourselves and you along with us. I mean, I'm not Hitler. Trump's not Hitler. I'm a liberal like Thomas Jefferson. Now, that's the opposite of what you are. You're not a liberal. Liberals are for more freedom, maximum human freedom and mobility. You guys want to control what everybody does. You're a cult. You're the one censoring, not us. And that's the reality. And your assault on reality is no longer working and not facing the fundamentals of the global political realignment and just turning the BS up even higher. Just took it to cartoon-esque levels. So we have an opportunity here, not with the really bad guys, because they're never going to stop, but with a lot of their minions and people, and even some high-powered ones, to say, listen, why don't you just join Team Humanity? Why don't you try getting on your knees to God and repenting? If there's still good left in you, I want you to know that I don't want to enslave you. I don't want to kill you. I don't want to run your life. You can do what you want in your life. Just don't do it in mine. You understand that? Stay away from my children. Stay away from my freedom. And understand that I'm sorry that my culture is the best. I'm sorry that my ideas are the best. I'm sorry you feel like losers and hate everybody. And so you want to bring society down with you. We're just not going to let you do it without a fight. And if you keep turning the heat up, you're the ones that are escalating with this stuff. I have no desire to smash you, but we will. And I think you figured out by now, I'm talking to the globalists themselves as well, that we're not playing around. All right? I fundamentally believe in humanity. I've bet on humanity. And I am simply pointing out who we really are and asking people to stand up and be who God made them. And we will win. And you look at the people that follow Satan, you look at the satanic system, I mean, these are a pack of losers. Come on, people, stop serving it. It's going to destroy us all. Now, we're going to go to break. I've got all these clips, all this insanity that, I mean, these are incredible clips. I should have got to it right at the start of the show, but I haven't. I mean, I've got like dozens of them. This is all wild. It's all very important. A lot of it's them capitulating, and then the other ones just saying, no, we're going to arrest Trump. The deep state will save us. I'll get you next time. villain stuff. So this is important. It's all coming up. Now, you really want to go to the AlexJonesStore.com because we've got all the new Trump 1 shirts. And unlike other companies and other places, when the Alex Jones Store says they've got it, it's not going to be made in 2 weeks. Like with InfoWars, we'd put something up and say 2 week wait because we didn't own the factory. These guys have the factory. It's all being made in Arkansas. And so when it goes up on the site, I mean, I asked for a hat Monday. Sunday. And Tuesday morning, it was on my desk. This one right here, Trashy American. I said, I want a red hat, red and white hat, trucker hat with Trashy American in this font, white font with a black line around it. It was on my desk Tuesday morning when I got here at 8 a.m. I mean, boom. So I said, hey, I want a hat with fluoride. There's poison in the tap water. We put this out before Trump came out and said he's going to ban it. Great to educate people. Great looking hat. We got all the murdered out MAGA hats and Make America Great Again. These are really kick-ass hats. Go get them. They're at the AlexJonesStore.com, and there's a lot of new amazing T-shirts. The Trump 2024 shirts, the Trump Rocky shirt, back-to-back, back-to-back, back-to-back champ. That's right, he won all three times. They just stole the middle one. The ultimate comeback. Celebrate it, wear it, back-to-back, back-to-back, Trump champ. Trump won. That's a really good-looking shirt. And then you spread the word about the broadcast, RealXShows.com. Oh, I love that red one, Trump won. I mean, these are with the American Eagle up there. I guess you say the eagle rampant. Today is your Independence Day, 11-20-25. Oh, yeah, that's the real date right there. The battle was won. Now the war will be, for that phase of it, won. On the 20th, they're all there at the AlexJonesStore.com. And, boy, look at that new red Trump 1 hat. That is good looking. I'm going to call them and say, hey, please put that in the mail to me. That is, ooh, that is sexy. That is classy. Goodness gracious, Jiminy Crickets. Landslide, the definition. An overwhelming majority of votes. Yeah, put that back up. Show me that. That was amazing. So, perfect time these coming in because we need the funds. InfoWars will be shut down by next Wednesday. And we need your support. So remember, they take over InfoWars and all the rest of it. You'll find me on X at Real Alex Jones and at AJN Live for Alex Jones Network. And it's just crazy. We need your support. Great supplements on the site as well. The AlexJonesStore.com. We'll be right back.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, the AlexJonesStore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization to private label it. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at the AlexJonesStore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at the AlexJonesStore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off, and again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com, and I thank you for keeping us on the air. As you know, I am fighting the deep state to keep my broadcast on air. But if you simply support my sponsors, we will stay on the air one way or another. So I thank you for your past support. But I try to make it easy for you to support our sponsors by bringing you the very best products. This product, Optimal Human, is simply game-changing. Now, as you know, green superfoods for decades have been all the rage because they really work and because you absorb things better in the gut. And there's a lot of great ones out there. But ladies and gentlemen, Optimal Human has the highest quality ingredients, 90-plus ingredients. It does amazing things. I've been taking it for months, and I want you to get it. And understand this, its leading competitor is amazing, and I've been using it and love it. But this has the same ingredients and even more, and is stronger, and it's the same serving amount, but for a lower price. So the leading competitor, everybody knows their name. It starts with A and ends with G. This is amazing. Go to thealexjonesstore.com and get Optimal Human.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Listen to God, and if you never got on your knees for an hour straight alone and just don't ask God for anything, just say, touch me. I want to know you. Tell me your will. Thy will be done, thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. And I've told the crew about this, and I have done it a couple times for my wife and a few times for my children, but I only do it when the Spirit tells me to, and I just have to clear my mind, and then I'm given the answer. And this happens in a lot of things in a lot of ways. But when God chooses to do it, and if you'll notice, I've done this other times here and there on the air. I go ahead and say it, and then I'm never wrong. Sometimes I can interpret it a little bit off, but just a little bit. So last night, I literally, just like other people described it, you feel a demonic presence, like your skin crawls, back of your hair on your neck stands up. You feel the angel, which is always there. It's like a warm feeling right behind you. And then I'm like, it's always there, but God's like saying through the intercessor, okay, I want you to pay attention. And then when I've not been listening to God because I'm so busy or distracted or get back to thinking I can do it myself subconsciously, God will. I told you about this 6 months ago. We got to find the club. And I just share it so you know how real God is, even though I got to attack for it. And this usually happens like every few months. It's been happening since I was a little kid. And I know what it was at first, but I'll wake up or I'll be outside watering plants or something and haven't looked at the clock, in hours. And it's like a direction goes, go in the house and look at the clock, it's going to be this time. And it's always right. And then I go, what is this? Why am I being told this? Because you're not listening, and if I can show you that, this is important, I'm getting your attention that I'm here. So it's kind of like in Interstellar. In fact, it's not kind of like that. That's what it is. And, God's been telling me to be more open about this and just to get your attention. And so last night, I feel the warmth, and I just sit back while Owen's there, talking and listening. I go, okay, what am I supposed to do? Ask Owen to predict what time Trump will come out and declare victory to the minute. And I'm like, and I'm like, okay. I don't even think about what the next thing is. And I go, Owen, if you're saying he needs to come out, when do you think he will? And Owen's like, I'm not sure. And then I just go, well, let me, and you watch it on here. I'll put the clip and come back. I go, I didn't say up four or five numbers. I said 127. He will come on the stage and speak at 127. And then I was like, and they were talking as it was going on. And I was getting more. I was like, Eastern Central. And then we kind of went on to the next thing. And then, of course, to the second he did that. Now, I just showed you what I've told you about a lot of other times, but that wasn't just at the time knowing the time. That was into the future. Only that could have been done if it was fake is I talked to Trump when he did that. That's not what happened. You see? This is real. And, of course, I blew Tucker away to his face doing things like that. We'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, when I say I'm excited about bringing you the ultimate gut cleanse, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com, I'm not joking around. We don't sit there and shoot in the dark. We go out and we find what are already the best-selling, highest-rated products in the country, and we say, hey, we'd like to private label it, but we'd like you to make it a little bit stronger for us, so it's proprietary. You got it right here. The ultimate gut cleanse. This is not just a gut cleanse. It's not just a detox. It doesn't just have natural ingredients that gently get rid of parasites. Oh, it's got that covered. It's then got a whole bunch of stuff in it like saw palmetto that's good for all your glands. And even the government admits great for men's prostates. And it goes on and on. I cannot read all the ingredients. They're concentrated. They're incredible. You want to get it right now at thealexjonesstore.com for between 30 and 50% off. 50% off if you do the combo and get it with the ultimate probiotic.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
So the crew or an archivist of the public can find it. I'm just asking for this now because it would be important to show people this. It was about, as I talked about it right after it happened, it was about 5-6 months ago. And four times in 1 week, I was awakened in the middle of the night by the Holy Spirit and sat up. Turn the light on, feet on the floor, sitting in the bed, in my underwear, and I'm like, I mean, I don't just wake up for no reason, I feel it, I'm like, okay, and it's, go to the bathroom, it's going to be 4 a.m., and there's, again, a little portable alarm clock I like that I keep in the dresser. I don't usually need an alarm clock. I wake up at like 5:30 always, but it's there sometimes if I stay up really late working and I'm turning it on, but there's no clock in there. So I don't like ticking and noises and lights. And I get up and I walk into the bathroom to my sink and I like to turn the phone off when I'm in the house around the family because it is a surveillance device and it's my privacy. And so I get up, sit there for a second, walk, and it's like, hurry up, turn it on. And so I turn the phone on. This is just this was the fourth time that week, but this was down to the second. And I'm sitting there peeing. It's like, you know, get up counter, sitting there going, and I'm kind of taking it for granted at this point. I know God's going to be right. I'm like, this is crazy. And of course, I try to be able to observe this. I'm not going to believe it. Phone boots up and it's 400. And then God goes, and you're thinking that this is crazy. Even though I've shown you four times this week, this is the fourth time and it's 4 a.m. And God goes, it's now 14 seconds to countdown 14. If it's instant, you know, count and count properly. It was just in one message. You know, 14 seconds, count properly. Counts, you know, 14, 13, and I'm saying out loud, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 401, and I was done pissing. That's an exact true story. So, holding my, you know what, with my left hand, holding the phone in my right hand, God talking to me, just what's going on. And I'm just like, I know, thank you. What do I do? What? Because the message is, you're not listening. So I go get some coffee, sit down, everybody's asleep. It's like 4:10 in the morning. I'm sitting at the kitchen breakfast table in my underwear. And I go, what is it I'm not doing right? Well, they're going to try to shoot Trump. You got to get on the air and say that. They're going to try to declare martial law. They're going to try to use a surface to air missile. He's got to get off the golf course. And then you can find that show. I just remember this today. I mean, I remember the story, but I remember the tales now. And then this is on air. And then I go on the air that day, tell the story, and then say, God's worried they're going to blow up his, or telling me they're going to blow up his plane, bomb inside, disguise as a battery, in a computer or phone, service to air missile, kill him on the golf course. He needs to stop having big rallies. And you can say, well, God protected him at the rally. Well, I mean, God's, you know, works through us in free will. God could do it himself, obviously, but God wants us to do it. So that's God kind of putting his finger on the scale. And so then I'm just like, I told that story back then, and it's happened some since then, infrequently, because I'm listening. That's just God showing me. And then last night I'm sitting here, and God goes, all right, tell him the time he's going to walk on the stage. And I just go, okay. And everybody's talking to me. You see me on air. I go, okay, yes, sir, 127. Okay. And I should have said, time zone? Literally. And it's there. It's wild. I mean, that's how real this is, folks. And you have these abilities as well. And the globalists know that. But you have to open up to it. And then you can't deny that I told that story, said what they were doing to Trump. They tried it. After I tell the story that God's telling me this, and then it happens. And then now I do it live on TV for you. So it's not just me claiming I went and did this. I'm telling you. And I tell that fourth time that week because it didn't just click that it was the fourth time. And it was 4:00. It's just God showing you over and over and over and over again. Listen to me. So we got all this incredible news and all this incredible information, but I'm sitting there with Tucker Carlson at his dinner table. And it's a private story. If Tucker ever wants to tell it, he can. And God tells me, so did this happen to you? Did anybody try to lay hands on you or something? Not Christian, ask you to go in a room with them? Oh, let me guess. It was like a throw in the middle of it. And when they laid their hands on you, did it send a serious sexual energy through you? And he goes, he totally freaked out. He goes, yeah, that's exactly. How the hell do you know this? And I said, no, it's not me. God wants you to know that. That's why he says I'm the most extraordinary person I ever met. I mean, God told me, show Tucker Carlson how real God is through me. Because he needs to know that. He already knew, but now you see where he's at. All the way, fully committed, on fire. So the Lord works in mysterious ways, but this goes on. And I told you over a year ago, I know prominent people, not just him, that didn't believe in God, but were doing good work, but they weren't protected by Jesus because they had to ask God to protect them and the Holy Spirit of their heart. And they'll be sitting there in their bedroom, wake up, and a black shape comes and attacks them and just scratches their back, their arms, their face. Sometimes there's a that noise. And it's happening more and more. And let me tell you, they get Jesus real fast. And you say in the name of Jesus, be gone, can't even attack you. And it's real. You call it a space alien, whatever it is, okay? It's real. All right? So, and just like the Bible says, every culture also says, there's the big guy that made it all, and then he's got entities that work for him. Those are the angels. Those are the good guys. And then there's the bad guys, like everything else in the universe. I really want to be with the good guys. God gave us all this consciousness, all this beauty, all this success, all this incredible adventure and free will. And the devil just wants to destroy it all. So why would you want to serve the thing that hates you? I mean, I know there's a thrill. I've unintentionally dabbled in evil. I have been in the deep end without knowing it. Got tempted by, the way the real bad guy does it. So I've talked to the experts. And that's a story for another day. But I've met the devil at the crossroads and didn't make the deal. But it didn't mean that some of the devil didn't rub off on me. But that was God as well. Because you look at a lot of people that God rises up against the devil have unintentionally been running with the devil. And I've been running with the devil. And I can tell you the devil's real in the pale moonlight. And I can tell you right now, you better choose God. You don't want to be with the devil. So that's why the globalists hate me so much, is they look at me and they go, he looks good and he puts off the energy of the guy we hate, but we also kind of looks like the boss. What is that? And I've talked about this phenomenon. Trump flickers with Holy Ghost energy, and then you'll see a little devil there. But see, our spirits are reflective light, but like a glowing mirror, but multidimensioned. And so all of us stare into the abyss. We become part of the abyss. And so the residence of these Satanists is so low and they're so weak that when they see someone who's a powerful spiritual entity, they are very lustful for it. And they don't have the power that Trump has. They don't have the power that I have. And they don't like the power you have. A husband and wife, the power of your children, the power of what we can do together. And God is where the power comes from. The devil is just a facsimile twisted of it with pride and the exhilaration of domination. And it's not even in the same universe as God's power. God's power is total completion, absolute purity. And I'm just sad for people that have been turned totally over to Satan because they think the power that they access, which I have accessed, is the power. And I can tell that the Satanist, I've accessed satanic powers you couldn't even imagine by the time I was like 13 years old. You don't know anything about it. You're fools, you're slaves. And I'm telling you, I've seen what the devil has to offer, and it's nothing. You understand? They know it's true. So, here is the little prediction last night. I am projecting, which is about a 95% prediction, I am predicting that at 1:27, Trump comes out on the stage. 1:27. And then, like, Job, have it all given Another headset just went out. Give me another chart. Yeah, this one's out. Guys, bring me another one. Trump's out on stage. We'll come back to Owen in a moment. Let's go to this live feed right now. Here it is. History happening right now. Support us so we can defend Trump during all that's coming, all that's going on. You need us in the fight for Trump. I want to stay in the fight. I'm asking for your support. TheAlexJonesStore.com, TheAlexJonesAdvils.com. Go to President Trump live right now. I love how my headset went out right when he went up. Here it is. And they had the atomic clock in there when he said thank you. There was 2 seconds left in the atomic clock, 1:27 in the time zone he was in. That's the power of God. And the ethereal is just the energy forces of the universe and all the dimensions bleeding together. It's just the power cables. And so people that don't get in alignment with God, they think the wiring is the power. They think the world is the power. They think the devil is the power. And that's just one potential conduit through which the energy comes through. But when you get your power from the devil, it is a twisted, distorted, toxic, interdimensional reversal of God's power. And it cannot build, it can only destroy. It is not regenerative. So there are some of the big secrets of the universe. And if God keeps telling me to do, I mean, I guess if I get the order, I'll do it again. I mean, well, give me any, just tell me. God, I mean, you want me to do, God wants me to do it 50 times a day for you, I'll do it. I mean, God's like, how much has God got to show you? But God wanted me to work on Tucker Carlson. I mean, I'm just sitting up here one day and I go, he will be fired within 1 month, 29 days later fired. Tucker calls him and goes, did they tell you? How'd you know? And I just said, God told me to say it. The night of the shooting in Vegas, it was the Sunday show, the last 10 seconds. We can find that. And I just said, randomly, I don't remember saying it. And they'll probably shoot up a major music concert at 10 o'clock at night tonight. And then the next day, the FBI hostage rescue team through an individual I know here locally comes to my house about 7:30. I'm drinking coffee, about to leave. Comes in, and he goes, this is such and such on the phone here, and I know this other guy. He goes, this is my buddy from the Army, he's on the hostage rescue team. Look, they don't think you're involved, but can you just tell? I said, sure. I said, I'll tell you. Do you remember what you did last night? And I said, no, on your show. And I said, no. Well, you know about what just went on. And I said, yeah. And they said, you don't know? You said there'll be a shooting at a music concert at 10 o'clock at night? Just at the end of your show? And I went, I didn't remember that. And sure as hell, I went back. And we can go dig it up. And I what the hell is that? Excuse me, Lord. I'm not taking the Lord's name in vain. You know what I mean? It's just, oh, my God. So, I mean, look, I just feel like you guys need to know this. You need to understand how the universe really works. And the FBI guy goes, yeah, that's what we figured. Well, if you ever want to work for us, we'll offer you a lot of money to do that. And I said, I don't control it. It's not me. And he goes, yeah, that's what we figured. Yeah, we understand. Because you don't think they don't look into all that stuff? You don't think they don't see stuff? You don't think the famous detectives in history just to happen to know where everything is and do all that stuff? You think they just go, you know, they think you just imagine, you know, they know. Because this is a real thing, people. So I'm going to move on from this. And I've got all these clips now, and Owen's got the latest on the disputed elections. It's epic. It's huge. It's historic. It's massive. But now it makes winning the war even more important because I don't want to win this battle and then lose the war. The stakes are even higher now. It's incredible. I don't blame people celebrating. You deserve it. I think you should go to the AlexJonesStore.com and get, I think, the best Trump gear out there. And you support free speech. You put it in the face of the bad guys. You exercise your freedom. They're not bullying you. You normalize loving America again. It's a very important action, and it keeps us on the air, and it's there, and I need money to keep the fight up. I just realized I haven't been praying for rich people to come help us. I don't really ever even do that. God's like, well, maybe you should ask rich people. Maybe that's the answer. I just, usually some strings come with it. That's why I've never gotten big funding or anything. But if somebody wants to make another Bitcoin donation, we sure need it. Go to alexjones.live, alexjones.live. It's got the donation pages and all the shopping carts all listed on one page at alexjones.live. But I'm going to stop there. Yeah, exercise your free speech. And together we can do a lot. All right, let's start going to the clips. These are also important. I don't even know which one to go to first. This is that little demon Wallace. Let's play both Wallace clips here back to back. Here is Wallace. This is not just his party. This is his country. And then he goes on to elaborate on that. We'll get back to Wallace later, but let's play the first one. Here's Wallace.
And, you know, this is his party. This is these voters.
It's not just his party.
What?
It's not just his party now. And that's,
no, it's his country.
I mean, we have to be careful. We haven't called it yet, but Pennsylvania makes it extremely, tough for Kamala Harris. And that's one of the things, I mean, the Trump side.
I mean, these people are all just mercenaries that are dumb enough to think working with the establishment when it's imploding is a smart move. I mean, don't work with them because they're evil, even if they could give you all the money in the world. Again, if somebody gave you $1 billion, would you give them your eyeballs? No. Your soul? I mean, it's stupid. Here is clip three, Jake Tapper and Anderson Cooper. This is the greatest comeback in history. And finally, for once, CNN is telling the truth. There it is.
And Anderson, it is hard to think of a political comeback that is actually more significant than this one. I'm tempted to say Richard Nixon, but that really falls short of what Donald Trump has achieved.
Yeah, I mean, winning not just the electoral votes, but the popular vote as well.
Yeah, you guys aren't just on a sinking ship. You're bad. Your people control you with pedophilia and other illegal crap and sick stuff. And all your BS and all your theft didn't work. And now you know your bosses are going to try to get you to go along with a civil war. And now you want to start a fight with people that are way more numerous and motivated than you. And you're trying to start a nuclear war with Russia. Let's go pick the most dangerous nuclear power and let's just get a fight going with them. That always works out well. You're crazy. You're absolutely crazy. And I'm telling you, as long as we trust God and keep fighting, God is going to give us the discernment to lead God and direct us. And God is going to turn on the gifts and turn up the gifts that he's given all of us that are fighting evil. I mean, quite frankly, my abilities as the evil intensifies just get stronger exponentially. And I know you're seeing it within your own lives. So they can't win in the end unless they convince us to surrender, which is not going to happen. We've got some even crazier ones here. And I've got another clip here where they're saying that the deep state's going to come after Trump. And don't worry, they're going to stop him. I mean, this is just wild. So we know what they're going to do. And the key is stop being naive and going, oh, that's not really that bad. No. There is bad as you can imagine. Yeah, there's Chris Hayes. Oh, don't worry. The deep state will crush him. Well, you know, the CIA will deal with this rabid scum immediately. God sees him, sees him. Well, how dare you stand against our royal power? Ladies and gentlemen, when I say I'm excited about bringing you the ultimate gut cleanse, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com, I'm not joking around. We don't sit there and shoot in the dark. We go out and we find what are already the best-selling, highest-rated products in the country, and we say, hey, we'd like to private label it, but we'd like you to make it a little bit stronger for us, so it's proprietary. You got it right here. The ultimate gut cleanse. This is not just a gut cleanse. It's not just a detox. It doesn't just have natural ingredients that gently get rid of parasites. Oh, it's got that covered. It's then got a whole bunch of stuff in it like saw palmetto that's good for all your glands. And even the government admits great for men's prostates. And it goes on and on. I cannot read all the ingredients. They're concentrated. They're incredible. You want to get it right now at thealexjonesstore.com for between 30 and 50% off. 50% off if you do the combo and get it with the ultimate probiotic.
The Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt is available at thealexjonesstore.com. This exclusive limited edition T-shirt is your chance to stand with Alex Jones and support the ongoing fight for free speech. Featuring the bold red InfoWars logo prominently displayed on the front, this shirt is more than just a piece of apparel. It's a statement of solidarity. Crafted from high-quality materials, the shirt also features the InfoWars.com website and an American flag on the sleeve, symbolizing the fight to keep independent voices on the air. Every purchase of this T-shirt goes directly to ensuring that no matter what obstacles arise, Alex Jones will continue to broadcast the truth. Wearing this shirt means you're part of the mission to protect free speech and keep Alex Jones broadcasting. Get yours now before this limited edition sells out and wear it proudly as a defender of the truth. Visit thealexjonesstore.com right now and get the Save Alex Jones Broadcast limited edition fundraiser T-shirt now. Get yours now.
As you know, I am fighting the deep state to keep my broadcast on air. But if you simply support my sponsors, we will stay on the air one way or another. So I thank you for your past support. But I try to make it easy for you to support our sponsors by bringing you the very best products. This product, Optimal Human, is simply game-changing. Now, as you know, green superfoods for decades have been all the rage because they really work and because you absorb things better in the gut. And there's a lot of great ones out there. But ladies and gentlemen, Optimal Human has the highest quality ingredients, 90 plus ingredients. It does amazing things. I've been taking it for months, and I want you to get it. And understand this, its leading competitor is amazing, and I've been using it and love it. But this has the same ingredients and even more, and is stronger, and it's the same serving amount, but for a lower price. So the leading competitor, everybody knows their name. It starts with A and ends with G. This is amazing. Go to thealexjonesstore.com and get Optimal Human.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold-pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full-spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD like Rebel Zen has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones.
All right, Roger Stone and General Flynn are coming up in the fourth hour and a lot more. Then Owen Schroyer is going to have a jam-packed broadcast 3 to 6 p.m. today. And despite the fact that I basically haven't slept in 3 days, I slept 2 hours last night, about an hour and a half the night before, I'm going to continue on because this is too historic and the audience is too huge right now with too many new listeners who have never heard this information before. Now, I've been talking big picture and what we need to do. Protect Trump. Know they're coming with riots and civil unrest. That's confirmed. All sorts of false flags. Be aware of that. Be exposing it beforehand. Get in their face. Discredit it immediately when they pull it. Make sure his administration gets full of patriots. And then we got to prosecute the globalists because they're going to continue committing their crimes if we don't. And case in point, it's not policy of the Justice Department. It's federal law that criminal prosecutions of the president have to be dropped because the other sectors of government, the other branches, legislative and judicial, would become dictators and remove the executive anytime they wanted. The check on the president is impeachment or not being reelected. So there are checks. He can't just do whatever he wants. And there's that. But now the feds have dropped or have announced they're dropping the federal cases against Trump. But Letitia James came out, literally ran, funded by George Soros, literally is a fellow of his group, works for him, on putting Trump in prison. She is vowing to bring more state charges because Trump can pardon himself from the other conviction. So we'll unpack all of that after Owen gives us a very important breakdown on the ongoing races that are so critical. Because in 2018, 2020, 2022, remember the Republicans had 4 or 5 each time extra seats in the House. And it looked like they were winning. And then they'd lose seats in the next week or so in these races when no one was watching. Then the feds would go and indict a bunch of others to get rid of the Republican majority. They'd threaten and blackmail others to resign. So we need a bigger majority in the House. So that is a big deal. So with numbers on the Senate, numbers on the House, of course, in case you missed it, final numbers on Trump. Harris has said at 3 p.m. Central, Owen will carry it live when the war room starts in an hour and 25 minutes. Her concession speech, so good for her. Hillary never gave one. But and she was supposed to give one last night, so she still cut and run. But I guess they've explained to her that it's just, you know, too embarrassing if she puts her tail between her legs. So they're going to give her, I guess, a teleprompter, and she's going to waddle out there. But the big issue is, we were watching. We had the poll watchers. We had the lawyers. Trump did a good job. You supported Trump. You did a good job. Took a lot of money, hundreds of millions of dollars, hundreds of millions. Just on an election. It was over almost $200 million election integrity. Takes money to win a war. They did a pretty good job. A lot of the fraud got caught. It mitigated it, and we won. And the trucks, that's a whole other story. We have videos from James O'Keefe and a bunch of others in Georgia, in Michigan, in Pennsylvania, while they were holding off announcing them at midnight and everything, huge trucks pulling up full of ballots, and people just went, oh, and people from California, license plates, you know, walking in with the reinforcements. But then the bosses went, no, they got lawyers in here. We can't kick everybody out like last time and cover up the windows. Dog don't hunt. It's like, we're here. We got the ballots. And, of course, these are just couriers. It's all compartmentalized. It's like, hey, just carry these ballots in here. There you go. So day late and a dollar short for them, but don't think they're not going to strike back. We've got Owen here, who did, again, the incredible crew, everybody. Amazing job last night. Thanks to the listeners for supporting us. We can have an amazing crew like this. We could be shut down in 5 days. Just don't forget that. Owen Schroyer, give us the latest.
Well, Alex, we've already seen what looked like 2 Senate seats that were going to go red last night flip to blue overnight. We're witnessing this in real time. In fact, they've already declared Wisconsin for Tammy Baldwin, the incumbent. Looks like she's going to finish with about a 30,000 vote victory there. Last night, as soon as Trump took the lead there, Hovde was ahead all night, and then we wake up this morning, Tammy Baldwin has the lead. Based off of the numbers, these margins are so thin all over Wisconsin, but it looks like most of her votes were picked up in North Wisconsin and South Wisconsin, and it looks like there was a lot of crossover there. Baldwin, perhaps with the incumbency power, was able to get some Trump voters, and she basically even campaigned as kind of friendly to Donald Trump, probably seeing where the cookie was going to crumble in that race. So Baldwin overcomes Hobdy's lead from last night, and they have declared her the winner. And then if we look over here at Michigan, this one is ongoing, but overnight, Slotkin has overcome the lead that Rogers got last night as soon as Trump took the lead and then ultimately was able to win the state. But again, these numbers are so thin. I mean, we're talking about maybe a couple hundred people, maybe 1,000 in some of these other districts that voted for Trump and then voted for Slotkin. You know, try to work your mind around why that might have been. Maybe these were women voters. I don't know. But it wasn't really a situation where it was Detroit that put Slotkin over the ledge for this race. Her numbers for Harris and Slotkin, virtually the same. So these are just tiny margins in these counties of a couple hundred votes per counties of Trump voters that apparently voted for the Democrat Slotkin. But this flipped overnight. So looks like the Democrats are going to maintain that seat. If we zoom back out, and this is, you know, now this is getting sketchy in Pennsylvania too. McCormick is still ahead by more than 30,000 votes with 97% in, but they're saying too close to call. You know, this is one we might want to watch. As we know, they said they still had 50,000 ballots that they arrived last night, and there's going to be another 40,000 that arrives today. And so if this thing flips and Casey defeats McCormick, probably those bonus ballots, Alex. But the good news is, as you said, and we've heard from multiple Republicans today, they do have lawyers on the scene. They are monitoring the scene here. I hope that they continue to monitor, and Project Veritas continues to videotape, because we need to watch out for this, because this is, even though the Republicans do already have the majority in the Senate, it'd be nice to have 53 instead of 52. So if we zoom back out here, we'll take a look at the map. Flipped West Virginia, flipped Ohio, should flip Pennsylvania. We'll see if they play any shenanigans in the final moments here at the buzzer for the Democrats. Had Wisconsin and Michigan flipped last night, now it flipped to Democrats this morning. Montana was your highest odds for a flip. Shahey wins with a pretty good majority there. Now, again, Nevada is tight. I mean, this deal is neck and neck. We're talking about 1,000 votes right now, Brown versus Rosen. This would be a huge, huge victory for Republicans to flip that seat.
But the problem is the Supreme Court there ruled last Monday that, what did they rule? That they can count unpostmarked ballots for 3 days after, meaning they can make up whatever they need.
Well, certainly the case, and so we'll monitor what happens in Nevada, but that would be huge to flip that seat and beat that incumbent. You know, that's another interesting thing here. The incumbency power saved the Democrats in Wisconsin and Michigan, but maybe not in Nevada. But we're continuing to watch this, Alex. This one is tight. The truth is the Democrats just didn't get the numbers in Nevada. Trump did very well in Nevada, even the blue areas. When you look at these blue areas, the splits here for Democrats, not that good. Not that good. Not even getting a majority of the vote in Clark County. I think they might have had it in Washoe. No, couldn't even get it in Washoe either. So, I mean, these are, but this thing's coming right down to the line. These splits were tight across the state. Now, the last one to look at here is Arizona. Now, Carrie Lake has been down in Arizona since the beginning. Her numbers have not been good. In fact, guys, let's zoom out to the big board first just to look at the broader numbers here. So Gallego, now Lake has kind of closed the gap, but yet still behind by more than 50,000 votes. Gallego has been leading all day. You do only have 63% in. Now Carrie Lake is insisting she's still in this race. She's made multiple public statements. She's claiming she's still in this race. So we'll continue to watch that. But again, there's no real surprises here. The Democrats did really well in Maricopa County and in the areas that they normally win, Pima County as well. But again, what's strange when we look at these numbers, and Arizona is still probably the least number of votes have been counted in Arizona. I don't know why they can't figure out how to count votes in Arizona. Seems to be a problem they have in that state. But Trump does well. They're still counting even the presidential votes. I just don't understand. It's a bit of an anomaly why Trump could win Arizona or at least perform better than Lake. You'd think that would be a race that Trump could carry Lake across the finish line in. But as of right now, the numbers do not favor Kerry Lake. They
the Democrat Party sees another potential Trump in her. She's really smart and very well spoken and a good looking woman on top of it. And so they're scared of smart, powerful women. I mean, let's get that straight.
Well, should Kerry Lake end up forfeiting this race and not contesting it, I think that she becomes the number one candidate to be Trump's press secretary. Quite frankly, they have a pretty good relationship. So let's zoom back out here. Let's take a look at the big board again. Republicans plus two in the Senate right now. I think it's fair to say, I mean, Nevada or Pennsylvania, let's just split the difference, Alex. If they get one of those, it's a 53 seats for the Republicans in the Senate. It looks like they are going to successfully overcome the deficit they had in Michigan and Arizona. I just haven't seen anything good that indicates that Kerry Lake will end up on top of that race. But she's saying they're still counting. She still seems to have faith. But it looks like I'd say 53 will probably be the number at the end of the day. If we're lucky for the Republicans, it will be 54. So that's what's going on in the Senate for now, Alex.
What about the House?
All right, guys, let's pull up the House map. So I believe right now, if you would scroll up for me real quick, guys, so we can get a number total. I believe right now, I mean the total number of confirmed Republicans we have in the House. It should be up. There we go. So we're at 207. You need 218 for the majority. All right, 207. So, guys, let's scroll back down to the map here. Let's just try to go one by one as we're running out of time. If you go to Maine, I believe the Democrats have this one pretty much locked up. Yeah, okay, that Maine District 2, that's probably going to be a Democrat, so you're not getting anything there. Let's try to move fast here, guys. New York, not looking good there. It's a tight race, but probably going to go for the Democrats. Yeah, just keep going. Now, Maryland, this race is crazy in Maryland. Look at this split. We are talking about a couple hundred votes. You almost can't even believe it. So you could say this thing is still up in the air. Just a couple hundred votes separate the two. 85% in Maryland District 6. That's probably a toss-up, but I don't think we can count anything. Guys, I think there might be one more here that we missed. Yeah, okay, so Virginia District 7 not looking good. Let's continue to go down. Actually, this Pennsylvania district, I think the Republican had a lead here. Yeah, so it looks like, okay, so there's your 208. Again, unless shenanigans, I mean, you've got 99% in, Alex, so I don't know why. I don't know what we're waiting for. Let's pay attention to that. You're talking about 6,000 votes, 99% in. This should be done. So let's pay attention to that. That should be 208. Let's look at North Carolina here, guys. That's an unfortunate result right there for the Republicans. All right, let's continue to go down the list here. Florida locked up, all these other states. Hold on, we got one here in Ohio. That's an unfortunate result, but that one is tight. I mean, again, you're talking just a couple thousand votes there, but that one with 94% in probably not going to flip. So you're looking for where can Republicans pick up these seats? Iowa, okay. Now maybe you're thinking you're at 209. Even this one is tight. 99% in, though. I think you're probably looking at 209 at this point. Let's continue to roll down here, guys. Louisiana, that's going to go for the Democrats. Let's kind of try to move as fast as we can here now, guys. Let's look at Nebraska right here. That's looking good. Okay, so now you're looking at 210 if you're the Republicans. It looks like Flores is going to lose her race down there in Texas. That's unfortunate. Okay, so let's just keep going down the line here. Okay, you're not getting Colorado District 8. Okay, now you're looking at maybe 210 on your map here in Colorado District 3. That's an unfortunate result in Arizona. So, I mean, you're scrapping right now if you're the Republicans. Okay, now you're looking at 211. That looks like it's going to be a good result. Now let's look at California here, guys. Or did we go to Nevada yet? No, yeah, we did. Okay, so now let's go to California. I think that that's probably safe. You're at 212. Let's continue to go down here. Not going to get that. it looks like 213. Guys, go down. I think there's another district or two over here, too. Down here. Okay, let's just make sure, because these things are so choppy. I think we're at 213 now, though, Alex. All right, let's continue to go up this coast here. That one looks like a done deal. And then up here, that one, unfortunately, we can't get Joe Kent in. So, I mean, I don't know, Alex. This thing is looking, we should pick up Begich in Arkansas. Yeah, so, or excuse me, in Alaska, pardon me. So this thing is tight. I mean, we're right on the razor's edge. The Republicans are going to be scrapping just to, it looks like at this point, just to even draw even strength in the House. So we're going to continue to monitor these races as the numbers come in and some of these tight races that are literally split just by a couple hundred or a couple thousand votes. But it's really a strange thing to see that the Republicans might win the Senate and the White House and then lose in the House. Very strange thing to witness this. And the numbers are still coming in, Alex, but that might be the situation we're looking at in 24 hours.
So, and I'm looking at the mainstream media, they're not really even saying the Republicans could lose the House, and I'm not saying you're being a pessimist, but the margin was still razor thin. The mainstream media is reporting that they might gain a few seats, but like you said last night, they've done this before. That makes us go to sleep, and then they can provide the ballots in the key areas. Then they'd be able to have all their fake investigations and derail a lot of Trump's economic agenda. That's not good. Are you saying it's looking like we might not get the House?
I'm saying the fight is still on. And when you look at some of these seats that flipped, they weren't expecting a seat in Texas. They weren't expecting a seat in Alabama. I don't think either. Even in New York, where Trump overperformed. So, I mean, I think that there were some shockers here that ended up flipping. And I'm just saying this deal is tight. That's all I'm saying, Alex. Again, it's so much harder to deal with these House races because there's so many different ones. And it doesn't really act like the Senate, where usually the presidential candidate can carry the House candidate across the finish line. These are much more localized races. They usually have a more intimate relationship with the voters. And so this is more about ground game than it is necessarily about party politics. And so I think we're going to find out what happens here. But yeah, last night I thought for sure that the Republicans would maintain the House. But right now I'm saying there's still a lot of results that need to come in. It's hanging in the balance.
Yes, Politico is reporting GOP trifecta on the line with House control in limbo. The majority in the chamber is expected to be slim no matter who wins, meaning a call on House control could take days or weeks. So basically saying the same thing you're saying. And this just came out basically. So that's what we said last night. We need a decisive victory, and this has been happening a lot. They almost, in 2022, did this. This is just disgusting. We need the trifecta.
What's so strange, and again, this is something I think the Republicans really need to study for the future. It shows that Trump is more popular than some of these Senate candidates and some of these House candidates, right? I mean, so Trump is the one carrying the ticket. Trump is clearly the populist candidate. And so maybe they can look at some of these issues. Maybe they can look at some of the campaign strategies. But that's something the Republicans definitely need to look at. How is it that Donald Trump can't carry our Senate candidates across the finish line in these states, assuming everything is fair and equal?
Well, we know one of the big reasons the Democrats are spending, 2-1? I mean, it's money.
Certainly could be money. And I also think that maybe the GOP and the RNC were so focused on Trump getting over the line that maybe they ignored some of these races that they should have been focused on. I mean, you shouldn't lose a House race in Alabama. I mean, you just straight up shouldn't lose that. And even in a state like New York, where Trump was outperforming, other Republican candidates, you'd like to see your House candidates do better there as well. And you know, guys, look at Iowa here real quick. You know, this is a situation too where you'd think you could do better than that in Iowa. And I don't like, here's what I don't like, Alex. I don't like 99% in. You're up by almost 1,000. I know it's razor thin. I just don't like that they haven't called it yet. That's why I'm sitting here today.
No, I understand what you're saying, and that's how it works. That's why all over the country, the Democrats say, oh, we're going to count for days after, and we don't need postmarks, and we just pulled these out of our butt. And then they get caught doing it. And that's why it's so thin, because at first the Republicans ahead 20,000, 30,000, and then overnight, the next day, and magically, oh, it goes away. It's always magic. You know, the trend lines change after everybody goes away. And then, you know, the Lucky Charms leprechaun comes along and just drops off the magic ballots. And you see the footage, even in 2020. And 2022, oh, it's closed. We're not tabulating. Cover up the windows. Then the Republicans sue and get the footage, and they're cramming the same ballots over and over again in the machine. And then Giuliani talks about it, and they have a rigged trial, and he loses $80-something million when, I mean, it's crazy. It's absolutely nuts. The good news is everybody knows about the fraud, and there's more and more heat on it, Owen, and Trump has pledged when he gets into the White House that he's going to try to go to paper ballots. That is really paramount, isn't it?
It has to be done, and you have to get rid of mail-in voting. You have to have a nationwide mandate to purge the voter rolls of ineligible voters. I mean, really, it's probably five things you can do to really shore up the faith and the integrity of our elections. Guys, give me Northern Ohio here real quick, too. You know, this is another one. Again, it's so tight here. We're talking about just over 1,000 votes. It's so tight.
Owen, stay there. You're on in an hour and 5 minutes doing your show, and we got General Flynn and a bunch of other folks coming up, and I've got to get to them dropping the charges, but then promising to bring more coming up. A lot of big developments there. Stay there. We'll do 5 more minutes with you. Then I'm going to get into all these clips I didn't get to, and the Democrats promising to launch the deep state on Trump, and that's their savior, admitting they're against the people. We've got people on CNN blaming black men and Hispanic men for being racist for Trump getting elected. I mean, it's crazy. That's all coming up next hour, jam-packed. Then Owen Schroyer, the War Room today. We'll go to break. Listen, InfoWars is up for sale on Tuesday. The bad guys say they're going to buy it. I don't know if we'll be here. I don't want to jinx it. I think it's still up in the air. I currently have a bad feeling. All I'm saying is you want to have all us on the air. You want us to continue on. You want us to continue to fight legally to stay on the air. I can do all this, no problem, if you just support us. Plus, we've got incredible supplements that will enrich your life. The ultimate CMOS, all the other great supplements. People have CMOS, people that know, oh yeah, CMOS. It's full of iodine, full of all these incredible minerals and vitamins that are brought to you in a way in the CMOS that just, it's the superfood. And there's so many other great supplements there, up to 55% off when you get 3 bottles. Amazing high-end and low-price probiotic, gut cleanse, the Hydro Force, that's also a vitamin-mineral fusion with the electrolytes. We've got the most concentrated elderberry that's so good for your immune system, Sambucus. It's all there at thealexjonesstore.com. And all the new Trump victory shirts, ball caps, that are really kick-ass, especially the red ones. I mean, look at that hat. Look at that. I mean, that is amazing. It's all there. It's in stock, being made in Arkansas, shipping out to you, and it funds the operation. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and sign up for the VIP program as well and get $40 a month.
A new extremely important product is now available exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, Ultimate Probiotic. This is a private label, but even made stronger, of one of the top, highly recommended, highly rated brands out there today. And it's more than just a probiotic. It's got a whole bunch of known natural ingredients that boost your overall gut health and that detoxify and that helps flush out all the garbage in your body. Ladies and gentlemen, with all the attacks on our bodies, you have to understand that the gut is the front line. And if you don't have a strong gut, it's like not having a front door on your house or an engine in your car. The gut is so important. Probiotics are amazing and are documented for their great effects. Get this high-quality probiotic right now, Ultimate Probiotic, 60 billion, at thealexjonesstore.com. And I want to thank you for your support. Now take action at thealexjonesstore.com. And again, I thank you for your support.
As you can see, I'm not just MAGA, I'm Dark MAGA.
A few weeks ago, when I saw Elon Musk in Pennsylvania with Trump at Butler, and he had that Dark MAGA hat on, I said, we've got to have our own. And we've come out with it. Yeah, we can put one out that, you know, just says Make America Great Again, and that's available at thealexjonesstore.com. But I personally like this one, Murdered Out, it fits great, and it funds the InfoWar and supports President Trump. And if you don't like Murdered Out, we got it white on black. So get yours right now and a bunch of other great designs of hoodies and t-shirts and top-of-the-line supplements that all fund the Second American Revolution at thealexjonesstore.com. Let me show you a few more of these. Now that the FDA admits fluoride does lower your IQ and give you cancer and infertility, it's a great time to wear one of these beautiful hats, and it's a great way to start a conversation and warn people. Here's the classic Make America Great Again Murdered Out, and we've got the Save the Frogs, over 50 designs, all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it keeps us on air, and it spreads the word. Please go to alexjonesstore.com and get your Patriot gear.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
I can't help it. I'm like, we're not going to show the left blowing up and melting down. But these are victims, but we are going to show how dangerous and crazy they are coming up. And then all these other clips. And then General Flynn at the bottom of the hour. Roger Stone's meeting with Trump right now. So he should be joining us after that. Or if not, he's going to give you the update with Owen. So that could be coming after her press conference at 3 or her speech. I think it'll be a speech where she capitulates. She didn't do it last night, but I think they know it looks really bad, so she is. But Owen, you've got the next 5 minutes. Host this segment and finish up with your views on how we fix this and what's coming next.
All right, so I'm looking at some of these races, and I'm just thinking to myself, what went wrong for the Republicans? Did they not put enough money? Did they not put enough focus? Why did Trump do better in some of these areas than the House candidates, like in a northern Ohio or in an Alabama or in some of these other seats that the Democrats were able to flip, even in New York? You know, Iowa, maybe you can understand with Des Moines there, but it looks like they will hold on to that seat. We'll have to keep an eye on that, folks. I mean, one dump of mail-in ballots tomorrow at midnight can flip that to the Democrats. So we're really going to need to watch that Iowa District 1. And this Maryland district over here, too, that is literally 50-50 split. I mean, it's almost impossible to even believe that these numbers are possible. It looks like we've even, yeah, okay, so there it is. I mean, we're talking about just a couple hundred votes separating these two candidates. And again, these are districts that Republicans really should be winning. And you just have to wonder, why was Trump able to perform better in these areas than these House candidates? It would really be a shame if the Republicans don't take the House, and it would be really an upset, I would say. It would be an anomaly, and it would be an upset that certainly needs to be looked into. Now, if it has something to do with voter fraud, I hope the Republican Party is on it, but it's a lot harder to track and trace that stuff, and it's in the House races, and it's normally not as bad in your House races. I mean, once you get outside of the big cities, it's usually easier to deal with this stuff and mitigate some of the fraud. But I mean, even here in Montana, I mean, you do pretty well here in Montana, but you should be getting similar victories, I would say, in northern Ohio and in Alabama in these areas that you lost. I mean, so I think something needs to be looked into for the Republicans to figure out what went wrong in these areas. But the House is on the balance. I mean, it is hanging by a thread right now for the Republicans. And I just hope that the RNC is watching these races closely. Now, here's the big story. If we have the presidential map, we should pull that up. It looks like when this is all said and done, you're going to have, I mean, basically you already have the same result from 2016. This is virtually what we have on the map, the same result as the 2016 presidential election. And when you look at the votes, Trump, it looks like, is either going to get about the same amount of votes or even less than he got in 2016. Harris is on pace to get maybe 10 or more million less votes than Joe Biden. And so you already have big Democrats at the DNC, Hillary campaign staffers, and all these other people, former staffers. They're all saying, oh, something's wrong here. What happened to the Harris votes? They haven't decided how to approach this yet. They don't know how. Are they going to blame Russia? Are they going to claim a stolen election? They don't really know how to approach this yet, because they are the ones that have been saying, oh, it's a conspiracy. There are no stolen elections. So I don't know what they're going to do here, but this is your big elephant in the room right here, ladies and gentlemen. That's your big elephant in the room, and it's either one of two things. Either it's the total proof that it was voter fraud that got Joe Biden in, or the Democrats have to look themselves in the eye and say, was Kamala Harris really that bad of a candidate? Why did we go with her instead of Joe Biden? And why did we all jump on board for the worst ticket in the history of a presidential race? And the results here...
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric Oxide, Probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Collagen, Superfood Greens, Turmeric, Ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWars MD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I've got a ton of really interesting, informative video clips that I haven't gotten to. So I want to start going to those. But these first clips I played in the second hour, the beginning of it, I want to play those again. I just want to go to all of these because... It paints a picture of what I already know they're up to, that you know what they're up to, but it's just them basically in between promising to come after everybody, and we're not done yet, the deep state's going to get you. Play Chris Hayes first. Haven't played that yet. And then I want to show other globalists being very honest. This is not Trump's party. This is Trump's country. Well, it's the American people's country. We're taking it back. CNN trying to cope with the Trump win. Jake Tapper, Anderson Cooper. This is the greatest comeback in history. CNN, Scott Jennings. This is... revenge of the working class American. Then we've got other leftists saying, no, everyone's really just racist. The Hispanics and blacks are now racist against themselves. It's just wild. But here is Chris Hayes first.
The House, we're not going to know for weeks, but it's possible that Donald Trump and the Republicans will have a trifecta as they did in 2016. Mm-hmm. In which case, the bulwark, against whatever overreach there could be and whatever those depredations might be, and I think you're going to have a tendency to overreach if they do, is the kind of thing that's democracy between elections, which is the work of civil society, it's the work of the Fourth Estate, it's the work of institutions, it's the work of citizens. All that's super important stuff. We've seen it before.
And, you know, this is his party. This is these voters.
It's not just his party.
Him. What?
It's not just his party now. And that's...
No, it's his country.
I mean, we have to be careful. We haven't called it yet, but Pennsylvania makes it extremely tough for Kamala Harris. And that's one of the things, I mean, the Trump side.
And Anderson, it is hard to think of a political comeback that is actually more significant than this one. I'm tempted to say Richard Nixon, but that really falls short of what Donald Trump has achieved.
Yeah, I mean, winning not just the electoral votes, but the popular vote as well.
This is a mandate. He's won the national popular vote for a Republican for the first time since 2004. This is a big deal. This isn't backing into the office. This is a mandate to do what you said you were going to do. Get the economy working again for regular working class Americans. Fix immigration. Try to get crime under control. Try to reduce the chaos in the world. This is a mandate from the American people to do that. I think I'm interpreting the results tonight as the revenge of just the regular old working class American, the anonymous American who has been crushed, insulted, condescended to. They're not garbage. They're not Nazis. They're just regular people who get up and go to work every day and are trying to make a better life for their kids, and they feel like they have been told to just shut up when they have complained about the things that are hurting them in their own lives. I also feel like this election, as we sit here and pore over this tonight, is something of an indictment of the political information complex. I mean, we've been sitting around here for the last couple of weeks, and the story that was portrayed was not true. I mean, we were told Puerto Rico was going to change the election. Liz Cheney, Nikki Haley voters, women lying to their husbands. Before that, it was Tim Walz in the camo hats. Night after night after night, we were told all these things and gimmicks were going to somehow push Harris over the line. And we were just ignoring the fundamentals. Inflation, people feeling like that they were barely able to tread water at best. That was the fundamentals of the election. And so I think that both parties should always look at the results of an election and figure out what went right and what went wrong. But I think for all of us who cover elections and talk about elections and do this on a day-to-day basis, we have to figure out how to understand, talk to, and listen to the half of the country that rose up tonight and said, we've had enough.
And they're speechless. Now, here's the big question. If Trump doesn't get the House, and then it's always the same. They keep it open for days or weeks, and they get whatever ballots they need so that they get the House. And it's the fraud. But people are so awake to it, and now the process of exposing it and the eyes on it and the money being spent to fight it is we're going in the right direction. So as negative as this is, at least we're in the fight now and not asleep. So that's good, and that's the beginning of end of them. But here's Chris Wallace again, draining the energy from the CNN studio, announcing Trump may soon have the chance to reshape the U.S. government. Well, yeah, that's what this is all about. Here it is.
I mean, let's talk about the significance of a Republican Senate if, and I repeat, if Donald Trump is elected president. It means that they can confirm without any Democratic votes any appointment he makes to his cabinet, to the government, to the Supreme Court, should there be a vacancy. It's an enormous advantage to a president. And at this point, we haven't talked about it much, but in the House, although that hasn't been decided yet, the Republicans have flipped three Democratic seats. The Democrats haven't flipped a single Republican seat. So there is the possibility here mm-hmm. of a complete united Republican government with Donald Trump as the president and with a Republican House and Senate, which means that in terms of appointments, in terms of immigration policy, economic policy, environmental policy, you yeah. name it, he could have a pretty blank check.
And now he does, partially, but not if he doesn't get the House, but the confirmation of the Senate is big. Now, I want to play a clip here. NBC blamed Biden for Kamala losing because he dropped out too late. So she got less than 2% in polls, never stood at the primaries, was the most unpopular Democrat candidate I've ever heard of, who was, you know, in the debates. And the more they saw her, the more they hated her. So it would have been worse if she, if, you know, if he'd have dropped out a year ago. I mean, that's a no-brainer. So here they are not admitting to themselves what they really did. But on NBC, Jen Psaki was on there. NBC questions whether Democrat coup against Biden was right move as Harris election failed. So, yeah, absolutely. As horrible as Biden was, and he's a super creep. I mean, he's a 9.5 on a scale of 1 to 10, and Harris and Walz together are a 100. I mean, it's not even an 11. It's like a joke. It's like hell opened up. And I mean, they're so freakish and fake and disgusting and reviled that it's like, and then her husband. And then Walz's wife. I mean, where do you find these people? I mean, they are the most disingenuous, revolting people I've ever seen. And that's emblematic of the devil's people. It's just mind-blowing. Here's NBC blaming Biden.
Well, and that's what makes the timing, I think, of President Biden's decision to step down after the debate something that, if she does in fact lose, will be under a microscope, because, of course, there was so much discussion, even over the summer, about potentially having an open primary and having that fight play out within the Democratic Party. So I think it's one of the big questions moving forward.
Jen, has the conversation begun yet about Joe Biden and about the decision to ask him to step aside?
It will begin. It will begin depending on the outcome. Sure. And obviously, there hasn't been a race called yet. If this is not a Harris win, that will certainly be part of the discussion. She's run a campaign over the course of 107 days. That is not something we've seen in history. And there'll be lots of questions about exactly that, the timing, and the impact of that.
Well, Chuck was bringing up the history. I mean, in terms of vice presidents trying to win the presidency with a unpopular president, he said it's bordering on politically impossible.
And this gets
their tyranny is out in the open. And that's a very positive thing. I mean, tyranny's not a good thing, but if you're going to have it, you might as well admit it's there and get rid of it. And admitting it's there is the first step, like admitting that the poison mRNA shots are not vaccines and are designed to erase your immune system and slowly kill you. And it's killed over 30 million people, according to global insurance actuaries. And Trump told Kennedy, RFK Jr., that he is going to release the government databases that are secret, but that we know are there. Because they're studying what the shots do, and that's come out. And the other governments do it as well. They're euthanizing the old people while mitigating and creating sterilants that don't sterilize everybody but lower fertility in everybody and destroy it in some, depending on your genetics and your predisposition. So these people see us as cockroaches, and they tell you there's too many of you, and then they say they want to do it. And so my job would be so easy if people would just study what the globalists say. I mean, we played on Monday. Yuval Noah Harari came out. In fact, find that again, please. 40-second clip. And he's the high priest of the WEF. I mean, what he says is what they all say. You can watch their forums, and they all say it. The future's not human. People are bad. The elite are about to become gods. We need to swear allegiance to the world government. And he's like, you know, these nationalists, they just won't swear allegiance to their global government. And that's why, you know, humanity's doomed, while they shut down humanity. And then you got New York Times articles, Alex Jones is crazy, there's no such thing as the New World Order in the global government. No, they're just setting up the world currency and the NATO as the world army and world censorship bureaus and saying they want to use UN troops during the next lockdown. The head of the WHO, the Fauci's mini-me, the head of Alphabet, you know, controls Google and everything, Eric Schmidt, I played the clips. And he was at Stanford 2 months ago, and he's like, yeah, we need to use NATO and the UN to censor people during the next pandemic and, you know, maybe even arrest them. I know it's the State Department Memorandum 7277 public law, and I know they've always planned to disarm the people and the police and then bring in UN peacekeepers, but even I would look at that from the 60s and say, okay, that is a U.S. law, that's still there. And the UN goes around and takes over countries all the time. But I'm like, really, UN troops? Says it's just UN policy we live under. And then our bureaucrats follow the UNESCO treaties. And Trump pulled out of most of those when he's about to do it again. And Musk is saying, just get out of it completely. I totally agree. And that's how far we've come. But imagine an unelected world government, the totalitarian nature of which is incredible, whose official UN small arms board, UNIDIR, look it up for the year 2000, says they want to have an abolition of civilian firearm ownership, period. And they say any civilian ownership of firearms threatens the legitimate power monopoly of the state. That's a quote. I haven't shown that UNIDIR document in years. I'm sure somebody can find it. Guys, type in UNIDIR. That's a UN conference on blah, 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 small arms. I forget the exact what the acronym stands for, but it's the UN global body, and it puts it out, and then the member states say they'll adopt it because they're signatories via a treaty of that. Just like all those UN treaties, like UNESCO over education. You wonder why the education is the same in Australia, it's the same here, and same in Germany, teaching five-year-olds how to, you know, get blowjobs. It's the UN. And then the UN rules go to the ESG through the banks and BlackRock, and they tell corporations you'll promote this or you won't get a good corporate credit score. And then now they'll have your personal one that China already has, and then they'll punish you if you don't. So if you don't take your kid to be brainwashed by the pedo cult, you will be downgraded. If you own a car somehow, you'll be downgraded. This is admitted. I mean, Larry Fink said last year, we're going to control behavior with a global ESG and then implement it on the general public as a social credit score. And they're going to make everybody so poor that you'll be begging for the universal basic income with all the strings that come attached with that. Yeah, there it is. Compliance and enforcement in WMD-related treaties. And then they call civilian firearms WMD. That's a UNIDIR, the United Nations Institute for Disarmament Research. And it runs the gamut from nuclear weapons to chemical weapons to howitzers to fighter jets to cruise missiles to, and then right down to your grandpa's shotgun. They got a bunch of documents, but let me tell you the exact words of the document. Just type in UNIDIR Convention. UNIDIR Convention, and you just type in civilian ownership of firearms threatens the legitimate power monopoly of the state. And it's a resolution they passed to the full UN that passed and the Security Council signed off on is official UN policy. And if you're a signatory, you're supposed to do what they say, but we haven't done that. Everybody else did, to take your guns. I guess us in Switzerland haven't done it. So, I mean, the world government isn't coming. It's here. And that's 24 years ago. So, yeah, they want your guns. It's their official policy, and they want to own your body. And they're saying, oh, all those COVID camps we built? Well, when the next pandemic comes, we're going to lock you up for your speech. And then now New York's trying to pass a law to do it. And so is California. Do you get it yet? They're going to try to launch this takeover. They say at the UN for decades, we'll use a global pandemic to bring in the world government and the world ID. And then they've openly said, oh, yeah, COVID was a drill to do that. Now, I know most of you know that up one side and down the other, but this is real. And now we've got Elon Musk talking about it. We're close because what they're doing is totally illegal, absolutely tyrannical. They admit they're going to make everybody poor and sterilize us and make us eat bugs and we'll own nothing and be happy. BS. I mean, I am promoting the most common sense, decent proposals. And then they sit there and say, I'm a devil. Well, then look at what I support, what I'm pushing, what I'm exposing, and then ask yourself, do you want to support me or Klaus Schwab? You know, you're like, well, I'll just stay out of it. You're not going to stay out of it. They're coming for you. You already experienced they launched their pandemic operation. People go, how did Jones predict it exactly? Because it's in their documents. Operation Lockstep, the Rockefeller Foundation, John Hopkins, and the WHO. They tell you everything they're going to do. 2004, in the BioShield, federal law, was it $10 million? It's more than that, but it was like $6 billion, then $8 billion, then a bunch of packages to, quote, build bio research labs to stop bio attacks around the country. And they actually built more bioweapons labs under that. And then they built them over in Ukraine and everywhere else. And then they created millions of packages for FEMA. I think it was like, I forget how many millions. It was like 27 million or something. You can look it up. Rodney Howard Brown actually still had one in his church he'd kept, thinking it was weird in 2004 when FEMA gave a bunch of the church, and it's a package, and it's got a mask and some gloves, and it tells them stay 6 feet apart, and, wear your mask, and don't leave your house. And they already had that on the shelf. And I remembered it, and then I was telling Brown about it. He goes, wait a minute, I got that. And then he goes and covers it on air. Notice they didn't launch the attack, though, in 2004. They launched it in 2020. So we're just sitting here waiting for them to launch the next attack. Are you going to just sit there and take that? And now we got Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is going to be in the administration. They got a big problem. But we can't just hold them off. We've got to discredit them, defund them, and defeat them. Because they are the global government that's trying to totally take over. They are the exterminists. They are the death cult. They are the bad guys. So, I mean, this is my life. I don't want to be locked down. I don't want to be bug proteins already being put in most of the processed food. I don't want my children growing up in this world. I don't want to have World War III. I mean, this is just self-preservation. This isn't a show. This isn't some genre of politics. There's a global corporate government that wants to depopulate the earth, that believes they're going to become superhumans, that are just out of their minds, wanting us to pledge allegiance to a world government that's in the official UN plans and congressional testimony in the 60s and 70s. Arthur Spangler testified in 1966 to the U.S. Senate and said everyone must take an allegiance to the U.N. and their world government or they'll have to be eliminated. That's basically the exact quote. These people aren't playing. Did you hear what I just said? Look up Arthur Spangler U.N. quotes. And back when I was learning all this, when I was, 18, 19 and really got into researching it, I would go to the UT library because I wasn't just going to believe the New American Magazine. And every damn thing they said was true. And I got the records. You've seen it in my films, film of the microfilm. I didn't just believe David Rockefeller said Mao Zedong's great. We need to live under that here in America. 1976. I went and got it at UT. Put it in my movies. And I'm like, Mao Zedong is good? He killed 80 million of his own people? Here's a compilation. It's up on X. I suggest you share it with Alex Jones of the left completely flipping out with the Trump victory last night. Here it is.
How did we get here? How did we get here? What in the Alice in Wonderland nightmares is going on right now?
All I can say is how f***ing dare you.
If you voted for that man, if you voted for anybody other than Kamala and you live in one of the states that it was, close, or if you didn't vote, f*** you.
Senate race. It's not going to happen.
Go, Kamala.
I chose family. I chose women. I chose America. I love you.
How the fuck is this still happening? All I've ever known politically is hatred.
I'm done. I'm done. I'm done. I'm done with you. I'm done with you and your mother and your sister. I'm just done with all of this.
I'm sorry to all my friends who are Trump supporters. You don't understand how scared of this man I am.
If this guy does end up winning again, all of the people who voted for him will be like happy and he'll just be celebrating. And everyone who feels threatened by him is fucking scared. Like we're scared for our lives, we're scared for our friends.
How dare you put this man into office for another 4 years, knowing damn well what it means for our country, what it means for us as a people.
To know that there is that much ignorance and that much hate in this country, it's so terrifying. It's so terrifying. How the f*** are we back in this same situation again? Who the fuck is voting for him? Genuinely.
Fuck you. I don't want to hear about how shitty your life gets under his policies. Live with that decision. Sit with it. Let it make you uncomfortable. Fuck you.
I don't fight tyranny because I hate the tyrants. Oh, I do hate them. I do it because I love the people behind me I'm defending. I don't know how all this is going to end, but if you want to fight, you better believe you got one. I've been holding back my real capabilities. I'm just ashamed of it. It's a little scary. I have decided, and I'm just now accessing the genetic memory codes to release my full potential against the New World Order. Good luck, globalist. Because if you thought Alex Jones was a problem before, I want you to throw everything you've got at it. Whatever you think it is you need to do. I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
The Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt is available at thealexjonesstore.com. This exclusive limited edition T-shirt is your chance to stand with Alex Jones and support the ongoing fight for free speech. Featuring the bold red InfoWars logo prominently displayed on the front, this shirt is more than just a piece of apparel. It's a statement of solidarity. Crafted from high-quality materials, the shirt also features the InfoWars.com website and an American flag on the sleeve, symbolizing the fight to keep independent voices on the air. Every purchase of this T-shirt goes directly to ensuring that no matter what obstacles arise, Alex Jones will continue to broadcast the truth. Wearing this shirt means you're part of the mission to protect free speech and keep Alex Jones broadcasting. Get yours now before this limited edition sells out and wear it proudly as a defender of the truth. Visit thealexjonesstore.com right now and get the Save Alex Jones Broadcast limited edition fundraiser T-shirt now. Get yours now.
Many of the supplements available at thealexjonesstore.com are the latest cutting-edge, highest-rated game-changers that have been discovered through research. And that's wonderful. But many of the products there are known, tried-and-true staples like elderberry. It's just that ours is high quality, very strong, concentrated, and at a competitive price. Especially if you get more than one bottle, then it's some of the best prices you'll find anywhere. And your purchase funds our operations against the globalist, a 360 win. So get your concentrated elderberry, particularly right now in the fall and winter, and you take it as a preventative ahead of time. And what the wives' tales said hundreds of years ago, now with modern science we know, it boosts your immune system, it's antiviral. So now, high-quality ultimate elderberry, scientific name, Sambucus, available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. It's good for your body, and it funds the InfoWar.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
We'll be right back.
on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
General Michael Flynn, America's general, one of Trump's top advisors, and a man for the last 4 years that worked tirelessly across the country for voter integrity. Undoubtedly, if it wasn't for his work, we would not have had this victory last night. And he is a former head of the Defense Intelligence Agency, former top national security advisor, one of the most respected generals in modern history. And he can give you the 35,000-foot view right down to the one-inch breakdown of what we're facing. And he's one of the few voices, and that's not a good thing, it's prominent. There's a lot of little folks out there that are great, that are understanding we just won the biggest battle against the globalists in history and the biggest comeback in history. And they are off balance. They are desperate right now, but they are going to strike back. And I played clips earlier of different globalist pundits saying, oh, don't worry, the deep state will get him. So we've got to protect the president. We've got to get him in. We've got to get good people in. And we've got to go on the offense against the bad guys. We've also got to turn the economy back on. We've got a tall order here, but we can do it. But I want to explain. We have to, as he said last night, we have to fight through the objective or press the attack. Okay? If we let up now, we'll be right back where we were when his first term, and they will overwhelm us. We have to go on offense. To explain that is General Flynn. General, thank you so much. You came on 3 times yesterday. I know you didn't get any sleep like I did, but I can see you're back at home. I'm going to try to give you the floor for the 25 minutes we have left. Sir, thank you so much.
Yeah, so Alex, appreciate it. And I put something out this morning on my X post about fighting through the objective, and I gave an analogy of sort of the Normandy beach invasion, right? The European invasion in World War II, where, you know, it was D-Day, the D-Day invasion, very famous, right? And I say we're at D-Day plus one right now. We have not achieved victory over Europe yet. And the metaphor or the analogy is where what we're really facing is still an uncertain path ahead. We know who our leader is. We know what our formations are. We know what our resources are. We sort of gathered our troops. We fought through this major D-Day invasion. We got the beachhead. You know, we won a massive, massive monumental victory. Without this victory that we got last night, over the last, you know, 24 hours, let's say, we could not now stand back up and begin to move forward, right? And to achieve an even greater victory. And that's what I mean by fighting through the objective. So we can't just, you know, take a pause and everybody, you know, high five. You know, what I'm telling people is get some rest, you know, maybe take a day. And for those that are going to continue in this fight, and I know that there are a few of the big influencers out there, I call them, you know, the world of digital soldiers, right? I mean, this is a big, big battle. It's a big battle for information. And I think information dominance. And we won that initial battle. It is a major victory. But going forward, one of the things that we always talk about with, you know, in the military, and from my perspective, we always say the enemy has a vote. The enemy has a vote. So what does that mean? What that means is that the powers that we're up against, the globalists, the establishment, and the establishment is that swirl that operates inside of DC that is really politically aligned. And then you have the bureaucracy, and then you have the various institutions that are infiltrated by, in many cases, by the CCP, Chinese Communist Party. And then you have all of the other domestic challenges that we face, the illegal invasion, the drugs on the street, you know, rise of fentanyl, rise of crime, the border invasion, all these other aspects. So they still have, you know, I mentioned this, I think last night, I mentioned the idea of branches and sequels. A branch is a slight diversion off of your current plan. So if I'm on their team and I'm planning to counter what this victory that we just lost, right? I mean, I'm looking at it from their standpoint. So I might have some diversions that I put into place, or a sequel. I might have an entirely different plan, an entirely different path that we are going to go down in order to continue to achieve our objective. And, you know, again, I'm speaking from an enemy's perspective, an opposition forces perspective. So if I'm on their team, I put my feet into their boots and I'm looking at it and I'm saying, okay, what might the scenarios that I might consider doing in order to disrupt the plans of this incoming Trump administration. We already know that they did it once. They're not about to just, you know, fall back on their heels or fall back on their laurels and say, okay, we roll over, we give. No. And, you know, there's been all kinds of talk about, you know, the unification, and I'm all for that. I want to unify this country, and I actually think that the majority of this country is actually unified and focused on the kinds of things that Trump has been talking about. That's why he won with such a huge, huge mandate. But there is still an element out there that is this opposition force, and they're in control of our government still, so we still have about 2.5 months to go. One of the things that I keep saying this, and I hate to even raise it again, but one of the challenges that we have as a nation right now, because they've already tried it twice on Trump, is for Trump to stay alive during this period of time, and then of course going into the White House. So Trump is going to have to really take a hard look at his own personal security. I think his family needs to take a hard look at their security. You know, the types of enemies that we are facing, some are overseas, some are internal, some may be even working together. You know, some of this is just speculation on my part, but we already know that there was 2 attempts on this man's life in the last 6 months. So this is not speculation without experience, right? So that's one aspect of something that I do firmly believe that Trump must be prepared for and must continue to, you know, push his people that he has around him, not just the staff, but the security structure and the security forces that he has around him. It's really, really imperative that he does that.
And General, just interrupt briefly, because I know he listens to you, and he did, you know, got behind the bulletproof glass. He did get into more indoor areas. Now that we've won, and I understand he had to press the attack and roll the dice like he did. He has a lot of courage. I think he needs to now go into more of a bunker mentality, do a lot of digital media, a lot of press conferences, things like that, where he's protected, and then mainly be focusing on messaging and getting the transition team in and wargaming what the bad guys are going to do. And so I hope when you talk to him in person, you say, sir, I mean, your own words, how would you militarily describe him? I'm not saying go to a bunker, but now clearly he's in more danger than ever. And that's obviously the next move from the globalists. It's a no-brainer. So poisoning, surface-to-air missiles, smuggling a bomb that looks like a battery, replacing it, you know, on some staffer's phone while they're in their hotel room. We could walk through all of that. What would your advice be to the president? Because this will get to it. In fact, give the president a few minutes and then get back to your points.
Yeah, so I think one of the things he has to do, I would never advise a bunker mentality. I think what he has to do is he's going to have to continue to expose himself to the, not just to the American people, but to the world, because he's got to show strength, and he's got to continue to show strength, but it's got to be done very smartly, and it's got to be done in ways that, you know, that it's like a commander who maneuvers on the battlefield. You know, he's always exposing himself to some level of risk. You can't, you know, you're never going to get completely away from that, but it's got to be done in a much different way. But my bigger advice is to really start to hone in on and let the American people know the actions that you are planning to take on day one. I'm not talking about, I don't want to know what your 100-day plan is. Okay. Some transition staff will give us a 100-day plan of all the things they want to accomplish. I mean, we're not going to have that much time going forward. So 4 years, it's really 3 because you go into another election cycle, all this stuff. So I want to know, and what I would advise is to tell the American people, here's what I plan on doing on day one. And I know one of those things that he's planning on doing on day one is immediately starting in on this deportation plan. That's, you know, I think that's first and foremost, because that's a promise that he made and a promise that I know he'll keep. You know, there's also some efforts, and this is where some of the advisors around him, like Elon, who will get in there, and I know Elon's going to be looking at a task force of sort of government efficiency. And, you know, everybody's saying, well, he's got to get rid of 80% of the government. I actually think that there's 100% of some of the aspects of the government need to be eliminated. But so I want Donald Trump to be focused and to start to talk to the American people about some expectations that they can see and they will feel on day one. And then all of those have to have some structure of a team behind them to continue to push that that effort, whether it's to shut down the Department of Education, whether it's to completely revamp the Department of Justice, whether it's to do things like start looking at, you know, I want, for me, you know, advising him, I want a list of all commutations, all pardons, all dismissals that I want from things like the J6, right? I mean, because what we have learned about J6 as an example. So those are, that's an example of things that I want. And those are things that I will, execute, or I would advise him to execute on day one. So all of a sudden people begin to realize, okay, he's absolutely for real. He means what he says. And what this begins to do to the people that are on the, that are still opposing him, and they will be opposing him when he gets into government. And these are people in government right now. There are people I don't think realize, but the Washington DC voting tabulation, I think it was 95 or 97% went for Harris. So that gives you, that tells you everything you need to know about the opposing forces. So day one. And then I think Trump needs to, you know, come back to the American people and fairly soon and say, look, in the first 90 days, these are the top three priorities that I am going to achieve. And I mean, these are major, major tasks. You know, it's number one, and it should always be the safety and security of the American people. That's putting, making America first. So what are the subordinate, you know, the subtasks to keeping the safety and security of the American people? You know, getting out of these damn wars overseas, taking any money that's supposed to be going overseas and stopping that nonsense and flowing it back into places that matter in this country. You know, that, so that would be, you know, a big priority. A second priority is the continuation of this deportation campaign, because this is going to be a campaign and it's not going to be able to just happen on day one. But day one we begin, and then updates, you know, here's how we're going to do it. Here's the task force I'm putting together for that. The third thing that I think, and these are all kind of top priorities, and this gets to what I've been engaged with in some conversations with Bobby Kennedy, and watching what Bobby Kennedy is talking about in some of his interviews, is this making America healthy again, right? This is a big, big deal. We've got to rip the pharmaceutical lobby and probably lobby out of the, like a cancer. Just, we got to rip it out of the body of America and get control of the health system in this country. And I mean, like, right away. So this is where, you know, Bobby Kennedy, and I know he'll start right now and he'll bring together the right minds, and they'll start looking at CDC, FDA, Health and Human Services, and all the other components of our health system, and start to say, okay, we're going to eliminate these things. We are going to get rid of these impositions of, let's just say, vaccines that go back to, I think it's like 1987 or something. There's some rules that go back there. Then another area that needs to be looked at, and I mean right now, starting day one, and I know that there are some people looking at these, but every single regulation, Trump mentioned it last night, and he's mentioned it a couple of times, and I think this is a real big issue for our economic health in this country, and that's energy. And I'm a big proponent of all types of energy resources in this country, and I've told people that we have enough energy in the geology of the United States of America, and in particularly in the contiguous 48 states that we have, as well as the waters around us, we have enough energy capability and resources to take care of the rest of the world for the next 500 years minimum. So that energy resource, you know, and the capabilities that we have, there are so many regulations where people in places in this country can't even stick a shovel in the ground without going back and getting a federal mother may I. It's insane. So the elimination of regulations, and he ought to be telling the American people, here are the things that I'm going to eliminate. So come with the moment, the second that I become president of the United States, all these regulations are going to be done. They're going to be gone. So, you know, you people down at the local level, you people down at the state level, you know, you can start to re-energize the kinds of business processes, the type of businesses that we can create in this country immediately, because energy is a commodity that the United States has in abundance, and that can bring wealth to so many other components, manufacturing, you know, just the whole innovation.
I mean, just to be clear, the globalists admit they're cutting off the energy to make us poor, to control us. It's clouded, pivotal, and steroids.
Absolutely.
So we just get out of the UN treaties, and just going back for a moment, Trump has talked about the 325,000 kids so far in the Senate report a few months ago that were brought in that Kamala didn't lose. They got rid of them on purpose. We've had the whistleblowers on that testified to Congress in the studio where they were being given three-month-old babies on planes with no diapers or formula and then just giving them to people, in some cases with no paperwork, found in slave labor, found in sex slavery, not just say, we're going to stop that. He needs to go after the NGOs. He needs to go after Mayorkas. He needs to go after Harris and then say to the public, we're going to have a federal task force to find the missing children, which is the right thing to do. But then he uses that as the political support of the larger deportations and has at the center of that. And then that will, he has to then destroy the Democratic Party of the last 4 years that did this and ended the DNA testing to see if a kid was really with their family. I mean, this is the smoking gun, General Flynn, as you know.
Yeah.
And that's the way to first attack the Democratic Party with that, bring down Mayorkas, I mean, criminal charges, after they go into this, get control of the Justice Department, fire all the U.S. attorneys, put his people in, and then directly, not target some little scandal here or there, go right into the human trafficking and the UN NGOs and these charities, instantly smoking gun info. We already have all the witnesses. And then that brings down the Democrats as the human smuggling pedophile party. That is my proposal. What do you think about that?
Yeah. So you're exactly right. So these are, so when we say the deportation campaign will have, should have a series of phases and subtasks, right? And I mean, and not to overcomplicate this thing, but this idea about going after what you just described, which is, I think it's 350 or 400,000 missing children, right? Quote unquote missing. They know what happened to them. They put them into slave labor. We're talking about 2, 3, 4-year-old children, babies, right? Up to teenagers, but babies that are out there being sex slaved. This is sickening. And so this has got to be like sort of a first priority within this campaign, because that's part of what we as Americans should do. If we want to say we maintain the moral high ground, we should immediately go after this. You know, a component of all this is, of course, to go after these criminals that we know came in with the illegal invasion. The terrorists that we know that came in that are on the books right now of the FBI and the CIA and all these other agencies and clearly under DHS, these people know this. And we have people inside the government right now, some of whom are whistleblowers who are ready to go to work for us. And there's others that I know that are in the government that have been crushed when they have risen their heads to talk about this kind of stuff.
And General, let's go back, because this is the key to everything in my view. And you just said it, so you're the expert. I know you know more than I do. That's why I want you to elaborate so we can get this done. As you said, go after the serious criminal gangs so the public sees it's the right thing to do and that Trump's protecting them. It legitimizes everything else he's doing that's the right thing to do. Go after the criminal gangs. Go after the terrorists. And that's the war right there that's real and unifying and right. People totally get behind him. Then the human trafficking at the same time, which goes right to the Democrats and the NGOs. And then that is the domino that's the right thing to do as well that brings them all down. And so, I mean, that to me, this is the thing to hit, and also stopping World War III. Please continue.
Yeah. And because you've hit on NGOs a couple of times, and I think people need to understand that the NGOs, there's a lot of churches, a lot of faith-based organizations that are involved in this kind of stuff. So this has got to be one of these, I don't use the word ruthless, but there's got to be a ruthlessness to the campaign that this undertakes, because some of these NGOs are directly involved and we know exactly who they are. Some of these are faith-based organizations that hide behind that and we know exactly who they are. And I will tell you, I keep a list right here. I'll show you this right here. Okay. This is my enemy terrain and many of them that are part of that. And I, this is something that I have been focused on for a long, long time. You know, you have a lot of different NGOs and, you know, the Arabella Advisors, right? Arabella Advisors. I'm showing this on your show here because there is a scheme to the enemy terrain and to the enemy disposition on a battlefield. This is the disposition of our foes, right? And a lot of these, their ultimate goal is what I describe as global power and a weak America. Well, we just won a major victory last night, and that victory has to be sealed by us continuing to fight, like I say, through this objective. And on this map are a series of non-governmental organizations, a number of faith-based organizations that are directly involved in the illegal invasion that this country has been experiencing, even going back to Obama, but clearly during the last 3.5 years under the Biden-Harris administration. And I'm telling you, these exist. We know where they are. We know exactly how they operate. And we need to go after every single one of these and dismantle this formation. We have to dismantle a lot of this.
And then they organize the illegals to vote. I mean, all in that. And that's the UN plan they said 50 years ago. We'll use NGOs. We'll do reverse colonization with the third world and conquer the first world. This is replacement migration, General.
Yeah. And who funds a lot of this is I mentioned the Arabella advisors. I mean, this is a George Soros construction. Okay. A construction type of organization. And what they've done is they've created for-profit organizations. And then under them, they have these non-profit organizations. And then they have these non-governmental organizations that tie directly into the U.S. government and get grants. I mean, to the tune of millions and millions of dollars of U.S. taxpayer money to be able to go and do these kinds of tasks that
General,
we're talking about right
now.
General,
some of the NGOs get billions.
Yeah, they do. And some of them work directly for elements of the U.S. government, namely Department of Homeland Security. Some of them work for or underneath USAID. So these are things that I know. These are things that there are others like me that I know we can depend on, that we can go in there and systematically and structurally, because this is not just about building a wall and closing the border. We have this all over the country right now. And a lot of these NGOs, they not only operate like at Eagles Pass, Texas, but they also operate in St. Louis, Missouri, or they operate in Chicago, Illinois, or they operate in Boston, Massachusetts. These NGOs are spread and sprinkled all over the map to be able to function as like sort of enemy forces, if you will, on the battlefield of America. And what they're doing is they're ripping us off and they're destroying the lives of many cases, children. And because when we're talking about initially a year and a half ago, I think it was 90,000 was the number that was reported to Congress that were missing children. And then all of a sudden, like 6 months, 8 months later, that number jumped up to 350,000 when people inside who we know, they came out and they said, this is a lie. Our government's lying. DHS is lying. Mayorkas is lying. It's not 90,000, which is bad enough. One is terrible, but it's more like 350,000. So this is a big issue. Once we start to tackle this, and this is, so I think that not the entire battle plan that will be developed needs to be exposed to everybody, because we don't want, you know, we got to keep some of these people off, we got to keep them on their heels a bit, but we got to start talking to the American people about the types of things that we're going to need the American people's help with.
Oh, it's the right thing to do. It'll unify everybody and it will bring them down. And they're involved at the top. It's the UN's always being caught in human trafficking. We can bring them all down with this. General Flynn, how do people find your incredible work, your books, your material, everything you do?
Yeah, they can go to flynnmovie.com and rent the movie get the movie. It's $3.99. The other thing is on generalflynn.com, I put out a newsletter a couple of times a week. Actually, I love to write and get my thoughts out there on stuff like we're talking about right now, generalflynn.com. And also on X, follow me at Jen Flynn, and I'll put my thoughts out there on a daily basis. And I really, really appreciate you, Alex, and everything that you've done for this country.
I appreciate you. It's history. It's happening. We have the beachhead. Now we've got to press the attack. God bless you, sir, and Godspeed. Thank you for your gracious time.
Thank you.
All right. Owen Schroyer takes over. I'll be doing special broadcasts. Follow InfoWars. Follow me at Real Alex Jones on X. We're going to win the war. God bless you all, and God bless President Trump. I don't fight tyranny because I hate the tyrants. Oh, I do hate them. I do it because I love the people behind me I'm defending. I don't know how all this is going to end.
But if you want to fight, you better believe you got one. I've been holding back my real capabilities. I'm just a shame of it's a little scary. I have decided and just now accessing the genetic memory codes to release
my full potential against the New World Order. Good luck, globalist. Because if you thought Alex Jones was a problem before, I want you to throw everything you've got at. Whatever you think it is you need to do.
Let me take some brain force and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.